Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Journeyman here on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio, here on Block Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, and how are you guys all doing? It's great to be back. Excuse me. Kind of got that throat thing going on. It's Wednesday, so more likely it's understandable that talking and doing the shows. We've had some really good shows here the last couple of days, and my show in the morning, missing Spiritual Link, is doing really good. A lot of people going into the archives. So that's good. A lot of people listening and learning, and we have a lot of things to teach on that show, too. So if you want to check in on that show from time to time, that show is on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. We've been doing a lot of talk on Atlantis and connecting Atlantis. Actually, I would say more or less taking all the civilizations across the globe and connecting them to Atlantis. And we've also explored the idea that Atlantis is not a lost continent in the per se of the culture, and the civilization is still flourishing to this day. So check it out. I think you'll be amazed with some of the information that you acquire. Tonight we're actually going to do tonight's show is we're doing a little bit of time on the Angel of Truth and Enlightenment. How does this angel and you see the light? And it's actually supposed to say, how does this angel help you see the light? So we're going to go over that a little bit. We also got something going on here, too, with the show I do in the mornings. And I thought I would also bring it to this show, too, as well, that for everyone who books a reading with me, a private reading with me, my rates are, for the people who call into the show are $65 for 60 minutes and $45 for 30 minutes. And I also have a special going on, too, with 15-minute sessions going for $30. Now, if you call me and book a reading with me while we're on the show, while we're on the air, and schedule it for after the show or at least in the next 24 hours, I will give you not just a $65 session, but I will cut it in half. So it will only be half to you by calling while we're on the show. We also have a thing, if you look in the chat room, right now what I have going on is if you do book a private reading with me, it's, like I said before, by calling to the show, it's 60 minutes is $65, 30-minute sessions are $45, and 15-minute sessions are $30. In order to take advantage of those situations, those sessions, the number is 937-838-6337, or you can contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. That again is 937-838-6337, or my website is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And the reason I say that you guys all get a different rate than everybody else is because the ideal is, my regular prices are actually $125 for 60 minutes, $75 for half an hour, and $45 for a 15-minute session. And you can also, if you're interested in the other things on my site, just go there. I do have sessions that I have for relationship counseling, life coaching, and actually right now what I'm doing with those situations, they're actually usually $175 for 60 minutes, but right now it's 90 minutes for $175. Or you can buy a block of time, which is three sessions for $333, which if you really do the adding up on that whole thing, it's a really good deal. So you want to take advantage of those? More likely, give me a call. We'll talk about it. If you want to advertise through my show, what I tell people to do is to go and see how much it would cost to advertise on a show like this for 2 hours. And my Friday and Saturday shows are really good, too, because they're three-hour shows. Find how much it would advertise on a show like that. Call me up, and I will cut it by half. So, therefore, you would actually be accessed to my website, my show, and all the promotions that I get, you would also get as well. So it's a really good deal. So check that out, too, as well. If you are still a person who would like to sponsor the show, call me, and I'm sure that we could come up and we'll talk about it. So just give me a call, 937-838-6337, or leave me a message through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Also, I have a fund out there called the Manitou Springs Colorado Fund, and it's also a fund just not to support in my efforts to go back to Colorado, but also to support the show. The donations, for every donation that's over $5, you will get a 5-card session, which actually what that means is, see, the 60-minute sessions and 30-minute sessions, even the 15-minute sessions, what those are usually seven-card foundation pyramid spreads. Okay, so what I'm saying is, for donating to the show, you can get a very quick thing, which is 5 cards. It's still a really good reading, but it's just basically flat out reading. And it's one of those situations, if you want to take advantage of a full session, you know, this way you can actually get to work with me, see what it's all about, and then you can make a decision from there. There's different ways to actually sitting down. You can listen to the show. You can actually donate money to the show. Because we're just trying to put more money into the whole thing. Because I have Premium Plus. I don't have a free show. And having a Premium Plus actually gives me access to giving you guys a 3-hour show. It gives me choices. I can go 2-3-hour shows. I like doing 3-hour shows because it gives me a chance to get everybody in there and get all the questions answered and that kind of stuff. So, you know, if you donate $5 to the show more than likely will be paid off of the first thing, and then we can take the excess money that comes into the situation, like I said, help me support my show and help me get home. I feel like I should be living in Colorado, and so therefore it's like I always say with everything is spiritual lifestyle is a group effort. We all work together, and I'm just asking for help, and in the process I will give you all the help that I can. So give me a call, 937-838-6337. And 6337. And if you want to take advantage of the offer that we've got going on today, where you can get like a 60-minute session, would be $65. If you called in right now and left a message for me that you booked a reading with me, it would be half that for you. So check it out. And we're talking about the Angel of Truth and Enlightenment. Now, let me give you a lowdown on that whole thing. And I lost my mouse. Don't you hate when you lose your mouse? All right. I'm going to bring a couple people on. And area code 626, how are you today?
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, no problem. What we're going to be doing here is in between calls and that kind of stuff, I'm going to be going over the Angel of Truth and Enlightenment. And your questions?
Sure. Are you familiar anything with astrology, retrograde, direct, and Mercury?
Mercury and retrograde and how it really affects equipment and communication and that kind of stuff. And usually if you are a person who hasn't had communication from people, you usually get communication from them. I know a little bit.
Okay. Okay. How about people which are born in Mercury retrograde?
Well, if you're born in Mercury retrograde, it would actually be in the situation of a person who would be, I guess you would say you would have trouble communicating, but it's a double-edged sword. It's like certain things will be more sensitive to you in that area, but not limited. It's just the ideal of paying attention to when Mercury is going retrograde, to the ideal of, I would definitely not sign anything in the process of that by being born in a Mercury retrograde. I would not do that. Because the ideal of communicating exactly what you really want, you have a tough time doing that. So therefore, you'd probably be more likely signing something that you're actually settling for instead of actually going after something you really want.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, it's communications. It seemed like you have a tough time communicating with certain people, but other people you open up right to. So I feel like it's in some ways, since the word, it's not the idea of communicating with other people who've been born in Mercury retrograde. It's actually the opposite. You have a knack for communicating with people who are totally the opposite of you. Does that make
yes.
sense to you?
Yes, it does, yes. And usually I could pick up their energy before they even speak.
Yes, which is really good for you. Because the lack of communication gives you a chance to observe more, so therefore you can make better decisions and how further you want to go into the conversation or connect with this person.
Yes.
Good.
And can you pick up other person's energies?
Can I pick up other people's energy?
Yes.
Yes, more than I like to. But,
more than you. Okay.
Yeah, but you know, I'm just saying, it's like, I call it my spider sense. Plus, I have to watch myself because I'm a very strong empath, too. So I'm constantly, things will set me up very quickly, but it's because of, I touch my environment, touch things within, and also things all around me. So it's like when I walk in a room, my aura has pretty much already touched everything. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes.
So it's one of those things I sit here and say, some people say, oh, that's a curse. I think it's a blessing. It saved me in a lot of situations of taking me away from people that could have done me some really harm. And so I think I would say thank God and angels every day for that one. Because there's been situations I've actually been in, which is kind of funny too, to see a situation wondering about certain people and then finding out later on what I was actually picking up about them was actually true. But my angels and guides actually protecting me, even by being associated with this person. So I thought that was a very strong thing to do itself. But since then, they work with me a lot to avoid situations. So it's like, okay, you got yourself into the situation. Now next time, let's work on not even going into it and going and diverting the whole thing. Which when you divert one bad situation, it's almost like they're directing you to what you're really looking for in the first place. It's just that person was going to try. I guess we'd say that person could actually be blocking you from where you were supposed to be at. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes. That's true.
You have a lot of things going on in your life. That's
yes.
kind of a vague. It's kind of a vague statement in the sense, but when you sit there and look at the whole thing, it's like you have a list of things that you're going over and trying to figure out how to accomplish every one of them.
Yes. Basically, I try to keep everything like a. Like a circle, like a revolving door.
Mm-hmm. So constantly going from one to the other, then from that one to another. You need to take some time for yourself.
Yes.
You get too consumed with other people's issues. You're very caring and kind. You get pulled into a lot of things that you don't like to be pulled into. But at the same time, you're still learning.
Yes,
it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing at all, really. You're learning a lot of things from the situation that you do get pulled into. You are kind of amazed with yourself because you have a knack of listening to people and knowing exactly what they need to know, what they need to hear, and how to motivate them to go and to follow through. But you do get angry with yourself when there's that certain person or certain individuals that come in your life that you can't do that with. It's just you have to realize you can't save everybody.
No, that's true. It's basically sometimes you need to take the bittersweet the relationship.
But they're all learning. They're all learning experiences for you. That's what I was saying before about you learn from those two, probably more than most. That you have. That's how we put this. It's like you learn from the situations that you pass on to other people that you help too. So you're constantly absorbing all more to help more people as well. What do you do for a living?
Engineering.
Okay, I guess I do. My guides are just like, why engineering?
No, because it's black and white. There's no gray area.
Right. So I guess the ideal of it, doing any kind of healing work would be kind of like too many gray areas for you.
Yes, but I'm curious about the metaphysical now, ever since this person passed, my mother, 3 years ago.
So you realize that she's still with you, right?
Yes.
And why do I get pulled to the kitchen? Kitchen seems like a very strong connection there.
Oh, because I love to cook, and she loved to cook, and she loved to eat, and so do I. The main thing is it's all about family. And after a long day, there's nothing like a good meal after a long, tough day.
Okay. I almost get the impression of her drinking coffee.
Yes. She drank coffee every morning.
Excuse me, I had to drink something. Whoa. I also get the impression when I see her drinking coffee with her having the pinky up. Does that
Oh
make
my!
sense to you?
I never noticed that. I could believe that.
She's a very delicate woman on the
Yes.
surface, but she's also, how we put this, she's very delicate, but she's very strong.
Yes,
And
she is. She's.
yeah, she's very pushy. She's
Yes.
very she's a very strong belief in her she's she has a very strong belief in her beliefs, and she stands up for she's a very she puts herself in she used to put herself in harm's way a lot too. You know what that means, don't you? She's a very small woman. True?
Yes. Yes, but she spoke like he was 6 feet tall.
That's what I'm saying. So
Yes.
when I, because I tell people, I said when I said you're going to say that you're aggressive, I should change it. Because a lot of people, when they look at aggression, they look at an abusive person. When I should say assertive, but it's interpreted different ways. I would still see being aggressive as a person who makes moves and puts herself in situations that normal people would say, "Well, I wouldn't go there," but she never thought about it. She just did it. So I just love that. she's. And the coffee thing is like I see, it's like almost like sitting at the table. I still feel like you still sit at the table and you talk to each other.
Yes. Yes, I think about her when I'm relaxed.
I see her when she. I'm not trying to be insensitive either. I'm just telling you what I see, what I feel with her. Like she wants you to know, that when you're going through sad times and you have your head down. She has her hands on your shoulder. I keep getting right hand, right shoulder.
Oh my.
So it's like she's always with you, and times when you're really having a hard time with things and trying to really focus in which direction to go, she's there. I really get the impression she's never really butted into your life. She's been more supportive than most.
Yes, she has. She has. And my father, can you pick up his energy?
I get to, the thing I get with your father is no. When it came to me was it's not the idea of acknowledging that he's coming through or he's not coming through. I just got to know. I don't want to come through. That's what I'm saying. So I just, so that's why I'm interpreting it here. That's why I feel when he said no, he's not willing to come through. And I'm not sure if that meant he was a quiet, reserved person and he doesn't need to come out here. That's what I get. He doesn't need to come out.
Yeah, that's true. We were never close, as a matter of fact. We had a lot of friction.
I'll put it this way. It's like I see him, as I put it, I see a dark veil and him sticking his head through saying, he is, I keep getting an apology on that. He said it was hard for him to admit that I had an ex-fiancée used to do this too. She used to look at me and she goes, "I hate it because you're always right." And I said, "Oh, so I think I'm right." And she goes, "No, you're always right." and you always prove it. So there was hard to deal with it. So they have a tendency to sink into the background because of being intimidated because someone is right but not really looking at it for the right reasons. And I get with him looking at an apology that I keep getting with him with the ideal of you're more right than he'd like to admit. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
So, you know, it's one of those things that the way I feel and the energy I pick up with him, it's just him dealing with some things still. Almost to the point where, in his time, where he is at right now, he doesn't feel like it's been that long since he passed away.
Yes, that's true.
So, I'm just saying, it's like he's not really saying anything to me, but you know how energy works. You can still feel, there's a kind of a feeling to it that the truth for him was something he had a hard time facing. But he's working on it. Go ahead.
Yeah, you don't see us getting back together in the future and in a relationship, for example, as a sibling.
You have a sibling, and you want to know if you're going to connect again?
Yes.
What I get with that is, it's like I keep getting there orchestrating that. And I get a yes.
Okay.
You are definitely going to cross paths. I feel like you already have. You just come to an understanding.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes. And my energy, Michael. My energy around me. Do you see auras by any chance?
Yes, I see a lot of pinks and oranges to you.
Okay.
Pinks and oranges. I also feel like you should incorporate more purple, which will open up your crown chakra more. Also, I get the impression of green. But I also get to, you should also think about chakras themselves, too, as well. It's like chakras and auras work hand in hand. Okay? So it's like having a radio. It's great to have a great antenna, but if you have no batteries, it don't work. And I've always seen chakras as more like spiritual batteries. So with the situation of you're really being pulled to the metaphysics because there are some things with yourself that you don't feel comfortable and balanced with, and you're looking for balance. So I would definitely work with chakras. I would do chakra cleansing at least twice a day, at least 3 or 4 times a week, okay? I would also do a full session with yourself, and I would sit there and go back and work on your root chakra. And what I would really work on, I keep getting pointed out where they keep pointing out that you should work on, there's 3 chakras in an area. You got the root chakra, which is at the base of your spine. You have chakras behind your knees, and you also have a chakra below your feet. And it's just the idea of working more with grounding. It would help you with more of focusing and meditating with your other chakras as well. But also, there's a great meditation that I really want to teach a lot of people. It's based on a lot of the other meditations. But it's just the combination I've come up with this. Of just focusing on loving oneself and reconnecting with Source. And it basically goes where you sit down, relax, you close your eyes, you put your head down like you're praying, and you point down toward your chest, toward the heart. And then you sit there and you will focus on the space behind your heart. What you will see with your imagination, it's best to start with your imagination to get the picture rolling. And then the rest of it usually kicks in after you do it for a while. But seeing a blue pilot light behind your heart. This is your God essence. And as you're focusing on this God essence, say to yourself over and over again, I love, I love, I love. Now, a lot of people, what they do is they hear 2 voices. Okay, that's the physical and the spiritual. And what you're trying to do is bring them together again. So you say, I love, until you hear one voice. Okay, that signifies that you've reconnected. But I also stress to everybody who does the meditation, work with it until you get that, until there's no duality. And after you, and once you get past that point, you can actually take the same technique, open it up, expand it till it's the pilot light is actually bigger than your body, and then open up your third eye, and then you should be able to see your aura and your chakras where it almost illuminates them. So therefore, you can actually see the blockages and the things that you're hanging on to. Okay?
Yes.
And I feel like that would really help. Okay? And I just feel like the energy that you have around you, and in one sense, it's balanced. But, it's, you know, there's certain things that, in your thinking process, I guess you would say, that have a tendency to throw you off balance. So I know when I started doing a lot of really depth and depth work, especially with chakras and auras, that a lot of thoughts that used to knock me over didn't have much effect on me anymore, because I was actually recharging the batteries with the chakras and clearing my aura field, so therefore everything was working like it was supposed to. And I can sense a lot of things. You do too. I'm just saying, the one thing that you have to watch out when you do these kind of work is you will be more sensitive than you are now. But this is actually a way of working it, and I guess it's like going through adolescence. You know, you have certain things that your body develops faster. Or when I was in bodybuilding, when I was younger, or if I really get into things, certain things have a tendency to develop faster where I wasn't aware of, like I'd be working on my shoulders a lot and walking into things. So it's just a way of learning how to balance and realize that a certain awareness that my outer extremities are a little bit bigger than they were before. Walking into a bar really hurt. So it brings things to the awareness, but these are just ways of bringing things to your attention that they do exist. I mean, I don't know if anybody, when they drive their car, a lot of us have a tendency to know exactly where the bumper is without actually being out there looking at it. It's just a sense about us that we can take our aura and put it around anything we have. And that's what I see coming for you, or it's becoming one with anything and everything. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes. I've been trying to really push my aura and build it and just keep it surrounded with white light.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The orange comes from the creativity, what I do.
Yes. I also got a sense when I said you're saying you work on your root chakra, should be ruby red. And it's like a reddish brown. So it's the ideal security and sense of self, and certain things are still going on. So I'm just saying, I would do a complete aura, and I would do a complete chakra clearing every day, but I would go back and work on those three chakras a little bit more. Actually, the two books that I actually have studied a lot on was Doreen Virtue's book called Chakra Clearing, and another one I like a lot too, because it actually has chance that you can actually say, or I don't know how to put it, pronunciate. It's by a guy named John Holland. It's a book. The book is called Psychic Navigator, and there's a section in there where it talks about, if I can find it real quick, chakra workouts. There's also really good affirmations in here. I am energy. The universe flows through me and guides me. And then the chants. He has chants here, the chakra. He has a chant for each one of them and the sounds. So you have like bass would be lam. Your sacred chakra would be vam. Solar plex, ram. Your heart chakra would be yam, as in Y. Your throat chakra would be hum. And your third eye, we've all heard this one, om. Is it good for opening up the third eye? And for the crown chakra, it's breathing. When I do the exercises myself, I'll start trying to say, like with the ones that you do say things like lam, I would take a deep breath, and then as I'm exhaling, lam. But what I do when I get to the crown chakra, it's silence. So I do the same breathing exercise, I just don't say anything. And I just sit there, and I focus on each one of the chakras when I'm doing that. But when I focus on the crown chakra, I just focus opening up and just listening to whatever comes through. So I would definitely recommend that. But like I tell everybody else, the reason I recommend books is I believe we should all have foundation, and foundation doesn't has to always be acquired by going to, you know, schools and that kind of thing. I actually feel like, in some sense of the word, some people who go and take psychology classes and that kind of stuff, I think it actually puts a limit on their abilities, because they're actually doing, some of them have a tendency to judge because of what they've been taught instead of what they observe. So there's other ways to acquire, there's other ways to acquire information. And actually, at one time, my angels would guide me in certain places where I'd actually be reading 10 books a week. Little splurts of freaking, I don't know what it would be. It was just, I do know for a fact that every time I would get a splurt where I would go and have to, and they would guide me to the library, and I'm reading tons of books on certain things, something would happen after the fact that I would, that information came in very handy. But I also was, one thing I teach all the time, I'd love to really, I'm going to start teaching here soon, so look for me on a website called wiziq.com, where we're able to do classrooms on the internet. And it's the idea of teaching people how to listen to your guidance, not just the idea of what path or direction that you should go in, but it's also the idea of listening to your angels and guides on everything and anything. I would go to the library. I would get books. I would start reading books or reading certain sections of books. Okay? And then once I'm done with that book, I could be halfway through it. And it's like they sent me there to acquire information. Once I obtained that information, I lost interest in the book. And I asked my angels about it one time. It was like, okay, why am I being instructed to walk away from this book and take it back? Because you've already acquired everything you needed out of the book. You don't need to read a whole book. It's a human concept. You know, from A to B. And they're saying sometimes you don't have to go clear to B to get where you be, where you should be at. Like some people say you should start at the bottom. If you don't need to start at the bottom, then you don't start at the bottom. You start where you feel that you should put, you should start. But sometimes we have a tendency to be really influenced by humanity who says, well, or the world. I don't know if you should say humanity per se, but the world says, well, you can't do this and you can't do that. I'm sure you've been around people who say, well, I'm on probation. And they said, I can't leave the state. But there's this great job in Seattle. What should I do? Well, it's obvious. You go to Seattle. And they're like, well, I'm on probation. Whoop-de-doo. That's a worldly thing. You're being guided to go somewhere where it's going to enhance your life. You're going to be able to be, do, and have all the things that you've ever wanted. So you go. I guarantee. It's like looking at someone going, I'm sorry, buddy, but you're not that important. I guarantee there's not a light at the police station that starts lighting up when you leave the state. There's just not. So we have to learn how to follow our guidance and not let the world be an excuse why we can't be successful.
Yes. Yes. Very true.
So do you have any more questions? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go into the whole thing, but I just felt like for some reason when I go into these things that everybody should listen. Because it really flows quick.
It makes sense because you're all in line with your path. And
right.
I was on my path, but then I realize now that there's another path I should follow as well. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, when you're being pulled and urged to do something, the best thing to do is follow through. You might not understand at the time, but I guarantee when you put yourself into it and you live it, you'll understand why. That's what I was saying before. You're starting to understand a lot of things. And the more you keep going in that direction that you feel like you need to go into, the more your eyes are being opened up.
Yes.
Are you very drawn to crystals too as well?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have rose crystals, quartz crystals, amethyst.
Okay, the one thing I get the most with you is you should take your quartz crystals and get bigger ones. This would enhance your abilities to focus your energy.
Yes, so the quartz I have, they're about 3 inches wide by maybe 5 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
2 inches deep.
Mm-hmm. They're saying a little bit bigger.
Wow, okay.
I'm serious. You sit here and look at the situation. We're talking about Atlantis on my morning show, and they actually found these caverns. I think one's in Mexico and one's... I don't take a word for this because I actually have the whole thing here on my favorites, which I'm actually pulling up. Let's see. It's called the Crystal Caves of, I think this place is called NAICA, Mexico. These crystals are the size of trees.
Oh my.
Okay, and see, we were sitting talking about Atlantis having these, having to take crystals and to create this big, this huge energy source. Okay, and it's an unlimited energy source. And people go, how can you have an unlimited energy source? Well, think it like this. Look at society, okay, and look at mass consciousness. I saw this in the situation of being in a relationship, that the person I was with was getting closer and closer to spiritual self of being a part of the mass consciousness that says everything's possible. In the process of doing that, it might sound crazy to some, but my observations, I saw it differently. I looked at the whole thing and I started noticing that the world seemed a whole lot better. And maybe it was just in my core of the world, but you know something? It was almost like a tracing it back to Atlantis then, because Atlantis never, the Atlanteans never believed in, as in what we do today, papers, you know, all this information. They just felt like the term we've all heard, live in the now. What that means is what's happening right this minute is the most important thing in your life, not what happened yesterday and the Bermuda Triangle or whatever happened in India or Egypt or none of these things. They believed that this was none of your business. What your business was your own business, working on your life and working on yourself. Because they believe that mass consciousness as being a whole and being positive focused on the individual. One individual who was weak weakened the whole thing. So therefore, in the process of coming to a point of evolving, this everything was positive. In the process of having positive thinking and positive energy constantly, the Atlanteans were able to take crystals, pull energy not just from the environment, but also with themselves, and focus it through the crystals to create a power source that was unlimited, that was also conscious of itself because of where it was came from, where it was, what it's all about. So see, in the sense of the word, as long as society kept going forward and focusing on self and focusing on being nothing but positive and loving to each one and each other, everything took care of itself. Even the energy source was conscious of itself, which also worked with the Atlanteans too. So it was a continuous circle, continuous cycle constantly. Okay, and if one person made it unbalanced, we didn't kick that person out. We understood, we would try to figure out what was wrong, and money wasn't the answer. Atlanteans were people that bartered, as we call it, a service for a service, a thing for a thing. The idea of carrying money or something like that was more of a, it was just a hindrance, you know, carrying something in your hands. Okay, when we just exchange services, and so like, money was something that came along later on, which actually was more of a burden than it was anything else. But when you have that kind of stuff going on, if you look at the day, it can actually be put in the same context as all the economy. You know, when we put all of our positive energy into the economy, it works for us. When we don't, it works against us. And that's what the Atlanteans, their philosophy was. We focus on this to make this peaceful and loving, so therefore I am my brother's keeper. But in the process, we're all brothers. So therefore, if I'm my brother's keeper, my brother's my keeper. So therefore, it spontaneously takes care of itself. You see how it works?
Yes.
So, so that's how it works. So the crystals were important. I gave a lady the other day crystals, and I told her, I said, what you need to do is you, and I do know where it came from, but it just came to me that quick, where I just looked at her and said, get some quartz crystals, make a circle around yourself, and then focus using the crystals to pull the energy out of the environment, focus it through you and the crystals to create a force field. Which this is like physical protection. But in a sense, it will give you an idea that when I was talking about Atlantis in itself, of having outposts and having force fields, then you understand how easy it is to create a force field with energy and to work with nature. And I feel like there's a lot of things with you that you're very connected to nature too, where it's almost like a hindrance to work inside of always longing to be outside.
Yeah, makes sense.
Where you're heading to now, you're going to have a whole lot more time for yourself to do exactly what you really want to do.
Yeah.
I'll start working. Is there any other questions you'd like to ask before you go?
Grounding. what's the best way to ground with sea salt or I don't, how many?
Here's you go. The best way to ground yourself is a tree.
Okay.
It's, you go out, you hug a tree, and the process of hugging that tree, what you want to do is you, it's a good visual too, because you can, as you're hugging the tree, you can imagine that tree with roots. But it's also the idea of help you use the same creativity to imagine your feet being rooted into the ground as well. And what you do is you want to be a person who wants to connect, not just with nature itself, but you also want to connect to people and human beings and to interact. Okay? And what happens is you take this meditation, you sit there, wrap yourself around the tree, open yourself up to it. I usually say use your heart chakra for this, to open up, feel the energy from the tree. But at the same time, imagine the tree being rooted into the ground, then imagine roots coming out of your feet, going into the ground, and then take those roots and attach yourself one by one to other trees and roots until you basically have connected yourself to the whole world. And when you know that you have connected to the whole world, you will start seeing a gold energy surrounding the world and yourself. It'll be spontaneous, just like that. You've connected. And you'll feel that warmth, almost like that blanket you have on a warm night. You know, because there's certain nights that you have, and when I say a warm night, it's like sitting in a swing on the porch and having just a blanket around you. And even though that there's a nice warm breeze coming through, there's something about that blanket. You know? And that's what,
yes,
I feel, what the goal will feel like. For some reason, I feel like that makes sense to you.
Yes.
I would try doing this meditation at least, I mean, seriously, I would recommend something like these every day. You know, it depends on how you feel that day, how long that you would do the meditation itself. But it's something I feel in a lot of sense, the things that you're going through right now, grounding is very important. And I would really continue to do that until further, you know. Man, we also have this thing I was talking about before. For some reason, I can't find the paperwork on it. But they're called Hemisync CDs. And also another company I just discovered not too long ago called BrainSync. Excuse me. And actually, if you really want to check those out, let's see. But I can't figure out what happened to my papers. I used to have the phone numbers and everything. Now I can't seem to find them. Anyway, if you go to www.hemi, that's H-E-M-I, dash, sync, S-Y-N-C, .com, I actually have about four or five of these CDs, and at one time I think I had about eight of them. But they're really good CDs. What they are, they're meditational CDs. What HemiSync is basically, it's a tone that's underneath the music. There's a tone that the brain will hear, that tone underneath the music, and it will enable the brain to actually take both hemispheres to work together, which gives you really strong focus and concentration. I used to listen to those CDs quite a bit, and I caught myself actually using both hands at the same time and being able to organize a whole lot better. They have CDs. I just tell everybody, go to the website, check it out. You'll see that they have CDs for connecting with your angels, connecting with oneself, dimensional travel, just anything you think of, dreams. They have certain sets, too, that you can have for cancer. So, and well, cancer, heart work, how to basically erase negative patterns to replace them with positive ones. I think there's a couple CDs where you can actually trace a lot of things back to.
Sure, I'll go on the website, hemisync.com.
Yes, they're really cool. I used to have one I used to meditate at night to go to sleep with. I had one I used to work with in the mornings. I used to take Doreen Virtue's chakra meditations and take them and put them to different music and use those CDs to do this stuff. So the meditations and some of the things I was doing, I was really getting some really good focus and concentration. So that I felt like I actually did see a lot of things in my life change very quickly too, because my focus was really good. I mean, working out. A lot of us have a tough time focusing on getting there alone and then getting there and focusing and motivating ourselves. And I just noticed that I would actually take CDs, and I think you can also go on there, if I'm not mistaken, instead of buying the CDs themselves right out, you can actually download for a certain price for your MP3 players.
Oh.
And I think you can actually listen to samples of the music too as well. So check that out.
Okay. I'll go on the line. I thank you for your help and the guidance and the advice you're giving me.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime you really want to sit down and do a private session, just let me know. My work, I can,
yes.
You know, I tell everybody I have these prices, but I can work with anybody's budget. So just let me know and let's work together sometime.
Okay. I'll leave a message on your phone recorder, and we'll probably schedule an appointment within the next couple of days.
No problem, then. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And you have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, let's go. I was actually trying to... Let me get this information out real quick here to you guys. So the Angel of... I have a lot of stuff here in my desk. That's because I have a very small desk, so I probably really don't have a lot of stuff. Just enough to drive me crazy. The Angel of Truth and Enlightenment. That the angel itself would be... back in Egypt, and Rome, they looked at this angel as Apollo and Ra in Egypt. The planetary energy is sun, very energizing. And if you sit and look at the ideal of truth and enlightenment, sometimes we use a lot of things to, in the pursuit of truth and enlightenment, we always have a tendency to put the white light around us, or some people put the gold light around them. But it's certain, but there's a certain warmth to that, so the sun comes into the whole thing. And also with also the Terror card in the Higher Arcana, that card that represents this angel is the Sun card. Okay, and if this angel is out of whack, what will happen is, let me see here, you have this angel is associated with, like, with people who have heart problems. Heart, back, adrenal gland. So heart problems, back pain, and infections. Excuse me. They will actually tell you that when this angel is out of balance. I don't want to use the word out of whack. I don't think that's too technical. But when you look at the situation of the whole thing, the angel of... The angel of... Truth and Enlightenment. Its purpose is seeks to unite the lower and higher natures, the energy of the transcendentals, the transcendental consciousness, where individuality replaces personality, the healing energy to maintain wholeness of body. In negative traits from ego projection, a total human consciousness, ego dominated with motives based on the desire of the lower nature, pretentious with much self-praise, frequently ill with many physical complaints. So you take a look at that situation. And the whole thing is going to be one of those situations where you try to figure what's going on, what's going down. But if you are a person who's having problems with this one, energy blocks because of the personality seen as a higher power with God and outside force, a reliance on the ego as the power within, thus blocking spiritual light and healing energies radiating into mind and body. So basically what you're thinking is, you're thinking that you and God are separate instead of being as one. So when you look at that situation, you know, the idea of changing that all around is what we're trying to do here. So Because when you have truth, because, you know, in the Bible it tells us that you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free, okay? Truth is within ourselves and calls it the imprisoned splendor. I don't know why I have a tough time saying that one. What is this freeing truth? You are. When you, because enlightenment is enlightening, is, I guess you would say, how would I put this, truth about you enlightens you. So when you come to the point of realizing that you are a co-creator with God, that you are working together, that you are of one, and that your ego consciousness has made you believe that you are separate, in the process of being separate from that, you feel like there's lack and limitation. When you come to the point of realizing there is no such thing as lack and limitation, you're enlightened to realize there are no impossibilities. The reason there are no impossibilities is because you have faith in yourself. Have faith in yourself, have faith in God, believe in yourself, believe in God, believe in God, believe in yourself. It's a continuous circle. With this, whosoever has not known himself has known nothing. But he who has known himself has at the same time already achieved knowledge about the depth of all things. So when you start to look at the ideal, it's just, like I've always said, when you focus on self and you focus on yourself and you go inwards, you find the answers very quickly. It doesn't mean you're going to like it, but you will. So we're going to take a break for 5 minutes, actually 2 minutes, not very long break, just to do a simple, I need something for my throat, so we're going to take a 2 minute break, and we'll be right back. I'll play a little bit of grounding music. Okay, everybody, we're back from the we're back. This is Psychic Journeyman, and this is Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. So thank you for popping in, and hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're actually giving out some good information here, I think. And so if anybody else has any more questions and you want to give a call in, we'll do some readings and that kind of stuff, more than welcome to call in. The number is 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. And if you all want to book a reading for after the show and you want to do it now, like I'm telling everybody, if you go in there and take advantage of the $65 readings and the $45 readings, if you book a reading with me now and leave a message for me either in my website or my phone, we can do it afterwards. And for booking it now, you get half off of the $65 fee and the $45 fee. So take advantage of that if you'd like to, and we'll get to work and we'll take what we can do. And actually, if it is scheduled during the show, you'll still get half on. And if you really don't want to, all I ask for in that situation, because I'm pretty much I'm offering it for at least 3 or 4 shows a week, so you can still schedule it as long as it's scheduled in the next 24 hours after you book it and schedule it with me here at leaving the message on the show. That'll be fine. And if you look in the chat room, you'll see how much the prices are. And like I said, we also have the Manitou Springs, Colorado Fund and Support My Show Fund, which is basically just donations for everybody who gives a donation over $5. $5 and up, I will give you a 5-card angel reading. So it's just one of those things. You know, help me get home in Colorado. Right now I'm living in Ohio, and I'm trying to get back to Colorado, where I actually feel like I'll be more productive, and actually, it's just one of those things. I feel like that's where I'm being pulled to. So I guess I'm just, the idea of looking at spirituality and saying, it's all work together and help me get to Colorado, because I feel like in the process of being in Colorado, I can actually be 10 times better than I am now, and I feel like I can really accomplish a lot of things there for everybody. So so it's just help me get home, help me to keep the show going, and all of us work together. And but I will say one thing, guys. It's like this. For every donation, that's what you get. If you are a person who's not in a position to donate, I understand that as well. You're still more welcome to call the show, and I will definitely do a reading for you. All right? I just feel like that I'm always looking for other ways to give back. And so, therefore, if I would see something like this myself, I have a friend of mine, Nicole Bowman, that I've actually I donated $5 to her. And I've done that with a lot of things. I usually pick a charity, and then I just take $20 and just send it out. It's just, you know, give, give, give. If everybody gave, then everybody would be taken care of, now, wouldn't they? So let's get back to the show. And like I said, we're trying to show on the Angel of Truth and Enlightenment. And we're going to do this a little meditation here real quick. I'm going to go over this with you. So what you need to do is you need to focus and listen to the Master Self, or some people call the God Essence, which is behind the heart, and ponder and follow the words carefully. I have promised you unlimited prosperity, and contrary to your belief, I have not imposed any conditions. I give freely to saint and sinner. It is your consciousness that imposes the limitations, but I have told you how to surmount this obstacle. As it is written, you are told that as long as you seek me, you are made to prosper. The seeking is the key, for you cannot fully focus on the outer world of limitations while searching for me and my kingdom within. I have also opened unto you my treasure, ensuring that you always have an all-sufficiency in all things. And when I said to simply love me, you would have peace within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. I was giving you the secret of the law of attraction. To love me with all your heart, with all your being, is to draw forth my kingdom into your consciousness, and the truth of abundance is made evident in your world. I have promised you wholeness, saying, as it is written, that I am the Lord your healer, that I heal all your diseases, restore health to you, and heal your wounds. This is not to come. It is In truth, you are healed now. You are whole. To those who revere my name, the Sun of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. Think on this and see simple instructions. A single eye on the Holy Self within receives the light of truth into consciousness, revealing the absence of disease and the already present reality of wholeness. I am the fountain of healing life. Will you not drink freely of me? I have promised you protection. As it is written, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and the river will. Sorry, and the rivers will not overflow you. And when you walk through fire, you will not be burned. Even if a host of enemies shall encamp against you, you will not fear, for I will hide you. Stay close to me, and let my shield shine through your consciousness to form a border. Is anything too hard for me? No. I am who I am. I am you. Not the human you, but the truth of you, the spiritual you, the one called a priest after the order of Melchizedek, or Holy Self. One day soon you will awaken, and my consciousness will be yours, and nothing shall be impossible to you. He who comes to you then shall hunger, will never hunger, and he who believes in you shall never thirst, and he who follows you shall not walk in darkness, for I will be you, and you will be me, eternally the one and only reality. I keep my promises. So keep your promise to yourself. You know, keep that promise to yourself. So, if you have any questions that you want to ask, we're going to go and start doing readings right now. That's the Angel of Truth, Enlightenment. If you feel, and we had the book on the 22 Angels. It's a book by a guy named John Randolph Price. The book is called The Angels Within Us, A Spiritual Guide to the 22 Angels That Govern Our Lives. Check it out. We have touched on some of what's in the book, and I have touched on some of the things I've learned. But there's so much more, that it would be a nice thing going over this whole book. Would be almost a six-month course. So check that out. There's another book that we've been going over quite a bit too, because I was actually looking at some things in the book that might freak some people out. Because he actually talks about the 22 angels too. The angel says the archetypes are the angel of unconditional love, freedom, the angel of creative intelligence, which right now is the angel of illusion and reality, the angel of union and receptivity, and that is now the angel of creative wisdom. So some of the angels have changed over the course of the ages, but some of them are pretty the same. There's also meditations in here too. Well. But the book itself is called The Alchemist Handbook by the same guy, John Randolph Price. From the ancient formula, The Secret of the Ages, we find the precepts to create an ideal life where all you have ever wanted is brought into material form and physical experience. Now, the book veers away from the accepted idea of consciousness, as in conscious and subconscious minds, and underscores the fact that while we are not all of God, which means we are not, some of us think that we're not. But just because we think it doesn't mean we're not, because that's what it says here. While we are not all of God, God is all of us, including the mind of decision and choice and the principle of creative power. It also borrows heavily from mythology, those dimensions of mystery uniting heaven and earth, the messages of truth brought forth from ancient times, and emphasizes the reality and great importance of inner archetype as symbolized by the tarot, the living energies within that we revealed thousands of years ago in ancient Egypt as aspects of God that sustain our personal realities. It's like, look at the situation, okay? Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "The way to mend the bad world is to create the right world." That is where, that's what basically what this is called, dynamic alchemy, creating our ideal life, our ideal world. And it's a really good book. I just got this book. I had this book before, and I just really felt like prompt to go get it again and to really check it out. So let's go to the lines and see what's up. So let's see here. Welcome to the show, Carol. How are you today?
Very well, thank you, Donnie. How are you today?
That's a good question. I will sit here and say it this way. I am great, and I feel great and well-respected. Yeah. So
excellent. We'll start.
Huh?
That's excellent.
So, Carol, the ideal as you were focusing on getting a reading, and I'm stressing to everybody right now that on Fridays and Saturdays, sometimes we don't have the luxury of time as much as we would like to with each and every one, but we still have a tendency to take it anyway. So if there's certain things that you're really focusing on that you'd like to really, really first of all focus on, feel free to say that too. Any questions or anything like that? Go ahead,
sweetie.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm just basically just any messages that the angels have for me today.
Okay. Let me check my angel message machine.
That was a fabulous reading that you gave to the previous caller.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, my biggest problem, I think, sometimes is the ideal. I mean, I believe that we should all be compensated for everything and anything. Everything has worth, but sometimes I have the ideal. I really want to work with people, and I want to continue to keep doing this, and I know the ideal, the cycle, it has to happen. Of compensation and that kind of stuff, but still having a little bit of twinge, you know, of asking for that. So.
Yeah, we all do. That's the issue that everyone who's doing this kind of work has to overcome. We all deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because society deems it as something that if it's a natural gift that's been given by spirit, then it should be given freely.
Which is kind of funny because, I mean, it's kind of funny how I can sit here and tell you, word for word, how that in itself is everybody gets compensated for their gift. If you look at society, a priest or a preacher or a pastor, they're all compensated in one shape or form or another. But we don't see that.
Yeah.
But when you sort of look at it, if the pastor is getting everything provided for him, housing, and that kind of stuff for being a part of a church, he's being compensated.
Exactly.
To support himself. Or, you know, I still think even when people give you things, you still have to take the proper procedure to do what you need to do with that. Or even the ideal work. What would a pastor do in a situation of everything being taken care of for him? Just be grateful. And that's
exactly.
that completes the cycle. So, but and he does his job. And I guarantee, if you ever see,
and he doesn't have to worry that he doesn't have to worry about the money in doing that job. So he's free to put all of his effort into being of service because his needs are being fulfilled by spirit.
And yeah, and he works more than just one day a week. I guarantee you that too. I see those guys going to the hospitals and visiting people, and we used to have one that used to do counseling. So it was a constant, busy, busy, busy. So, yeah, that's what I was saying. You know, the guy I was talking to him a while ago, while we took our little musical break, I was talking to him and that kind of thing, and I was trying to come off and I was, you know, like, basically just go through the procedure, go make your payment, we'll talk later after the show, and we'll do the session, and I'm looking forward to doing that session with him. It was just, I kind of stumbled over the part of the procedure to do that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I know exactly what you're saying, yes.
So I'm trying to relay to everybody that sometimes even in the process of knowing what you know, there are certain situations that where it's a constant learning experience. Of being comfortable.
Self-promotion is an issue for all people in all fields.
Yes. So the message that I got for you is you know what to do. You just need to follow through. You also need to soften your heart when it comes to you. Sometimes you have a tendency to really, really get deep into situations that are really, I would say, powerful and strong to you. But they're also saying that you should soften your heart in respect to the situations, all people involved, including yourself. So it's, I mean, I guess you would sort of look at the situations of clearing the space and speaking your mind. But finding a more tactful, calming way to do that. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that.
Yes, and it says that you're a very passionate person, but you also have to trust your renewed passion in your love life and your career. So there's, I don't know, I just feel like there's a lot of things that are actually coming into play right now this year that you're coming, like you're taking another step in your, which I think we talked about this before, where it's the idea of doing more readings.
Yeah.
And the idea of coming to a point with you that you feel more comfortable with that. But in the process of... Go ahead, sweetie, I'm sorry.
No, it's true. I mean, I've been doing readings all my life, too, but it's now putting it out as a profession, per se, if you know what I mean? It's... It's a shift. It's not really changing the fact of doing the readings. It's just in the way the readings are being done, I guess. It's, again, self-promotion.
Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to say. The guy was on the line a while ago. I was just so passionate, and it's like really hard to sit there and go, okay, you're like in the same category as a doctor. So when you sit there and tell somebody, I would really recommend that you get a private session and we work together. What you want to do is you want to take it one step further and take it to where it's one-on-one. And we feel like by taking it one-on-one, it's the ideal of sitting down like a doctor would and recommending the proper procedure and the proper, you know, in this situation, there's no medication being a thing. But doctors are doctors, and they have a tendency, I guess, it's like putting yourself in a position doing the same thing. You can offer the service because that's what you do. And sometimes we kind of falter and stall out because we're like, oh, should I really be doing this? And you're thinking, okay, what do you do for a living? Oh yeah, okay, this is what I do for a living. So therefore, you're recommending for something that you feel like it's really going to help that person out. So it's just an extension of who you are. It's just that the ideal of, like a plumber. A plumber could not give all of his services away and stay in business. And it's what we're saying is like putting it out there. And I have been in positions too that I've actually taken many, many things in payments. So I've taken people who've paid with their, you know, money, credit cards, that kind of thing. But I've also had people send me pizzas, food. People didn't feel comfortable paying me with their credit card. So what they did was they took their credit card. They still used it, but they said, well, what, you know, this month, what bill did you have that you normally would pay? I'll pay it for you. So there's like this compensation thing going on. So people understand it. I'm still trying to figure why, like, we have that trouble of going that far when it's kind of funny that there are people, there's a lot more people we realize who do understand. And sometimes we actually do apologize for things that we don't need to apologize for. And I'm pretty sure you've been in that position before, but I keep getting a lot of things with you where it's, as we progress and we go forward, it's talking about be passionate and trust, because as you make these next steps and you step up the ladder to be more into this lifestyle, where it's going to enhance your life, to see how to really bring in the idea of what spiritual means. You're tapped on some things, but I guarantee you by the end of this year, as you follow through with one of these things, if you look back on yourself, you're going to sit here and look at that person as a totally different person, like you don't even know who they are, of evolving that much in 1 year. Mm-hmm.
I feel that shift's happening.
Yeah, because it says be patient, but not in the patience of the sense that it's not going to happen fast enough. They're saying being patient because things are going to be really moving rapidly. things are going to start really falling into place. So, but what you need to do is understand, as the pace picks up, you still need to focus on nurturing and patience. Because, see, you've seen people before that have gotten exactly what they wanted, but they wasn't really ready for it. And that's what it's saying here. You know, as you go along, continue to keep moving forward, but there's nothing wrong with slowing down a little bit. You know, take it all in, get organized. But I also get the impression of helping you, the guidance is going to be coming to you to help you study the situations as they unfold. So therefore, you can actually be on the same level as they're unfolding. Okay, so, but they also say pay attention to your body and your body care and that kind of stuff. Something about
you mentioned the love aspect. I was kind of not thinking about the love aspect, but you mentioned it. What about the love aspect?
Well, see, the love aspect, what they're saying is the reason we brought it up in such a short form and quickly was because it's part of the whole. It's nothing to be worried about. Because as you progress and make decisions and come to terms with it and follow through accordingly, you're getting closer to it by making these decisions, which have to do with business, because, you know, yeah, I mean, think about it. It's the ideal of people crossing paths and people working together and ending up in relationships. It happens the same thing with us, too, as well. So it's the ideal, the more you put yourself in your work, and why am I being drawn to my work? Now I keep focusing on, I want a relationship, and I want this and that, the other. But then they keep saying focus on work. It's not the ideal of focusing on work as in, per se, to more compensation. It's the idea of focusing on work, because this is what's going to get you in that position of crossing paths with all those things that you want.
I guess it's more focusing on work to round off the life.
Well, round off the life too, but you know, like we said before, we're not trying to become spiritual. It's the idea of realizing we are spiritual in a human body, not a human trying to be spiritual. It's coming back to what you originally were in the first place. So what we were talking about before, but we're looking for the right person. No, we're not. I've seen this a lot with other people who are with the right people, that they did say one thing. When they got with that person and they looked back on their lives and did a life review, they realized that everything and everyone that came across their path was leading them to exactly where they wound up at.
Yeah, I believe that. I do believe that.
Yeah, so see, the point is, the more you put yourself in your work, the more you love yourself, the more you love what you do, the more you love yourself, the more you love yourself, the more you love what you do, the more you you go forever on that one. And then next you know, what happens is you find the one that you're going to... It's like I always say, the more you know yourself, the more you recognize the person you're supposed to be with. Okay, so it's not an external thing, it's an internal thing. What we are attracted to more of anything else is the idea of essence, and the reason we have such a hard time sitting here and going, okay, I want to describe to you how I feel. Well, if you have a tough time describing how you feel, the reason it is because it really can't be put into words. It's something that needs to be felt and expressed. And then in the expression part, that you realize what you have. And you realize who you are. But when you find a person, because everybody's looking for someone to accept them for who they are. Who else would do that except for you? So when you find that person who just walks into a situation, go, okay. This is what I'm always saying before. I don't think that we were meant to get into the relationship of our lifetime to be a therapist. I think we were supposed to meet on the same level, at the same time, you know, so we can actually enjoy a relationship instead of trying to fix each other. Those are soulmate situations, not twin flame relationships, so...
I do agree with you on that.
So when you meet somebody who doesn't fall in that category or refuses to change, okay? And what I mean by he refuses to change, I'm not saying that you're trying to change them, but I'm actually putting a book together right now called Love Will Change You. So let it. A lot of people have a tough time with that, of realizing you've made a choice to be in a relationship. So therefore, the single life that you had, don't give me that freaking crap about I'm sacrificing my life. Okay, what? No, you're not. You're a sinner trying to be self-centered. And so, okay, what am I giving up all this stuff? You have to make a choice. By making a choice and going down a certain path, you're going to have to let go of that previous path that you had, which is single, or whatever the situation is. It's like jobs. A lot of people have a tough time letting go of their jobs, too, and realizing that they're being directed somewhere else. Oh, I got fired today. Oop, celebration time, huh?
you just got a directional. And they go, directional? I said, what that guy need, an arrow in his head to say it's time to go on? So you look at these situations and go, okay, I got it. Don't sit there and get mad at the guy. Oh, this guy fired me. Oh, get out of the victim part, okay? Stand up and say, this guy just released you from some place you didn't want to be in the first place. Something in your life, something you said, something you put out there manifested just exactly what happened. So trace it back and go, okay, did I say I hated this job? More than likely. So now it's pointing you in the direction where you can actually enjoy yourself, have some fun, and be where you really want to be at. So take the advantage of someone firing you and go in the direction it's pulling you into. It's like, that's what I'm going to tell you to you too, Carol. It's like the idea of being pulled into a direction. The more you get pulled into really this being like this being 100% of your life, and then realizing taking 100% accountability for your life, it's just leading into a direction of a person who will do the same thing for you too as well. I would rather be with a person who takes 100% accountability for their life. Because they know it's not my fault when things happen to them. It's them. So they and spontaneously take a look at themselves. Go ahead, sweetie. I'm sorry.
I was going to say thank you. That was excellent. That's well said.
So in the process of when you're single and you bury yourself into your job, it's leading you to your significant other. And I was trying to tell this story too, because a couple of weeks ago I had a lady on here called Dr. Wendy Dearborn, and she has a show on called My Life, My Choice. And she said that she had a very strong respect for a friend of hers because of how she reacted after a situation she'd gone through, where basically what happened was she was a realtor and some guy talked her into showing him a house. In the process of doing that, when she got there, the guy was just, it was just a big setup. He basically beat her up, raped her, and left her for dead. And after it was all over and said and done with therapy and all that kind of stuff, and she was on the other side, she said, somebody asked her about the situation, and she said, whose fault do you think this is? And she said, it's mine. And everybody was kind of, I remember when she told the story on the show, I could just hear everybody gasping, what? It's your fault? How's that? And then she came back and she said, she had a real great respect for this woman, because she said, I take 100% accountability for what happened to me. And they by no means was he sitting there condoning that what the guy had done was right, but she was saying, what, every decision that you make in this lifetime is your choice. Your choices put you in situations, so therefore, when you start really looking at those choices that you're making and the places it's taking you, it's the ideal to take a step back and start focusing on what is in your best interest, what's good for you. Because she said flat out that if she would have listened to her guidance, it would have never happened. Because she said the whole time that she was doing this, they were telling her when she was at home, don't do this. When she was on the phone with the guy, it was saying, don't do this. Do not go there. Even when she was walking up the sidewalk, they were telling her to turn around and leave. And she said she didn't listen to him. Basically what she did was she was focusing on selling a house. So the idea of selling a house was more important than she was. That's what she said. When you step back and start focusing on what is in my best interest, and listen to your guidance, because your guidance has never taken you anywhere that's harmful to you. It always takes you to a better part in your life. You know, you look back and go, okay, this is exactly where I need to be at. Well, she didn't listen to that, and the process of not listening, and basically, another situation of somebody putting money first. You know, you consider look at a situation that is a bad situation when she put money first. It was more important to sell that house than it was for her safety, so therefore she in jeopardy that. And people are kind of like, I can still feel people going, yeah, but still. No, there is no still. Her choice put her there. So when you sit down with your kids and they get themselves in trouble because they're hanging out with people who are drinking, and they're going, well, these guys taught me into it. No, they didn't. I guarantee you, we all have guidance. We all have voices. And especially when we're that young, we hear them very clearly. That's when we start getting away from it, because we don't want to listen to it, because we think it's taking us away from fun. But when we're older and we look back on the situations, if we would have listened, we still would have had fun in our lives, but we wouldn't spend so much time in jail. or, you know, or situations or that kind of thing.
No, it's true.
Or whatever it was, and you know what I'm saying? So that's when...
No, I know exactly what you're saying, and I do look at times some of the areas of my life where I struggled or made the wrong decision. Yeah, I've always ended up ultimately being protected, and it was totally my responsibility because the guidance had always been there for me. Having said that, it was an invaluable mistake that I made that ended up benefiting me down the road in my awareness and where I ended up at the other side as well.
And it's the same
because
thing
with
no
experience.
Right.
No, experience ever stops.
Exactly. Even the lady, when she went through that, we could all sit there and say, well, the way, wasn't it? No. If you listen to what she said, she learned a lot about herself. Maybe it was a hard lesson, but maybe she's a hard person to get through to. And she put herself in a situation, but I guarantee she won't forget that lesson. And, you know, people sit there and go, isn't it kind of harsh? I said, well, it was her choice. It was her choice of how she was going to learn that lesson. She could have learned her lesson before she even walked in there by listening to herself and walking away, but she didn't do that. So, you know, the angels were saying, well, with the situation, it happened. You know, you have karma coming back, so it happened the way it did. But not that bad of karma where you got killed. And some people might look at that kind of weird and strange, but, you know, karma is what we make it and what we do with it. But we could also, in certain sentences, I've actually read a lot of things about Doreen Virtue. She talks about working with the angels and your guides. You can actually cancel out karma that's coming to you just by acknowledging what you've done and changing the course in your life. Change the path. Get back on the path that you were chosen to be in the first place. I mean, we sort of look at Jesus. Jesus is a really prime example. People say that, you know, the ideal of knowing the future. Nobody knows the future. Really. Because you haven't read the Bible yet, did you? Because if you read the Bible, Jesus knew exactly what his path was when he got here. And he lived it. But like most of us, if you sit and look at it, I think it was a very good learning lesson. Because we were sort of studying the thing we do on our shows. When I sit and go, look at Jesus. Jesus said, don't focus on my death. Don't focus on my life. Focus on the outcome. I said, wow, isn't that like manifestation? Manifestation works when you focus on the outcome, not how to get there. Not how, you know, you sit there and, you know, Jesus said, I came. I'm here. Do the same thing when you manifest. Okay, this is what I want. I want $200. Okay, thank you. And then you kind of let the process unfold. And then focus your picture. Your job is to focus on the outcome. Because when the outcome happens, more likely you're going to really realize it because you're living it. So I was sitting there going, because when Jesus came back from the dead, he didn't sit there and announce it to everybody, did he? He just did it. And most of his miracles in that section, too, talk about, he sat there and said, okay, the masses need to be fed. Did he think about it? That's the whole thing. We think about things too much. You know, it's the idea of he wanted to manifest and feed 5,000 people. So he didn't sit there and count them. He just sit there and felt it. He cut the fish, he cut the bread, until he came to the point where something told him that he covered everybody, and he let it go. It's the same thing with us, you know, like putting ourselves in, Jesus put himself in a position of service, too. And you read the Bible, too, guys. I really like people to read the Bible and look at it as a spiritual context, not a materialistic one. You'll start seeing things a whole lot clearer. Instead of looking at fact, look how it makes you feel when you go through certain parts of the Bible in certain sections. That's what I've always sat there and said. I can always look at the Bible and see which parts are tampered by man because of the way it feels. And I can also feel the other texts that come through there because they feel there's a certain positive tone to them that makes perfect sense. It's always the other ones that don't make sense. I feel like it's a little tampered with, you know. But you're able to do that because you're letting yourself feel it instead of being too logical. And I sat there and looked at the whole thing and I said, look at Jesus' life. Even he, and people look at you kind of crazy when you say he questioned it. He didn't question it in the sense they would do it. But he did ask God in certain parts of his quest, is there a different way? Is there a better way? You know, and I always feel like, you know, I'm in spirit. I come to the earth. And then I realize about it by being here, there are certain things that are going to hurt me because I'm in a human body. And I think Jesus at that point was thinking the same thing. I know what's coming up. I know what I'm going to have to go through. So God, is there a different way? If there's not, I'll still continue to go on, but still asking. And we do that to this day, too, when we're sitting looking at a certain situations of difficulties, of looking at ourselves. We go, okay, God, is there a different way? I don't want to sit and go inwards and look at myself. That's a scary thing. But if I have to, I'll still do it anyway. But, so we do. We continue to go on, and we realize that the reason God's making us walk through those things because when we get to the other side, there's a strength. a sense of being reborn. Does that make sense?
Totally makes sense.
So I sit here and tell people, I think the Bible is a very strong learning text. But you need to look at it in a spiritual sense because it was written by spiritual people. You know, thou shalt not steal has nothing to do with stealing cars or stealing property. It has to do with people, as we look in relationships, I've done a lot of relationship counseling, and when I look at people who are scared to go after what they want and they hang on to somebody else, to me, I think that's the worst thing you can do to somebody is steal time from them by telling them something that's not true. So see, this, in that context, the person's lying and they're stealing time from that person. That's more valuable than a car. A car can be replaced, but time, in essence, in that one situation and that one point in time, cannot be. So, you know, that's why we look at things more important. So, therefore, what do you want to do? What is the most important thing in your life? It should be the same things more important than God, yourself. So we sit and look at these situations and go, wow, okay, let's do that. Is it going to be easy? It can be. I will say that. I'm not going to sit here and say it's hard. I think it's easy. But as it says in this book, the only limitations that man has is the limitations he imposes upon himself. And if you look at the situation of Adam and Eve in the garden, you could look at that situation, exactly what happened. God said, your life's going to be easy. But man said, I don't think so. I want to sit here and bite the tree. Well, the bite of the fruit of the tree, not bite the tree itself, but man said, I want to eat that tree, you know? And then from that point on, all we saw was hardship and heartache from that point on. And now we've been striving to get back to where we was in the first place. So I was like, it makes perfect sense to me.
But again, as human beings, it's always the forbidden fruit. It's the one thing that you can't have is always what you suddenly want.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm just saying we consider look at situations what we want to, but I guarantee you life could be so easy if we allow it to be. But, you know, I've heard people say this. No, we have to do certain things. Says who? I'm still looking for that person who says we have to do these things. I had a friend of mine who was on probation. Just simple probation. And they said, well, I can't leave the state for a year. Why? Well, because they said so. And you're going to let that dictate your success. And you have this fantastic job to go to. But it's out of state. Now, what's more important? What's more important for you? To stay here and honor them? Once you walked out of court, they don't care. And there's, like I told her, I looked at her in the face. I said, there's no censor to go off. Oops. Jamie's leaving the state. Let's go get her, you know. No. I said, you're making an excuse because you're scared to go out and get what you want. And she kind of stopped and paused for a minute, and then she said no. But I knew right then and there, and she thought about it. So there was more truth to it than she wanted to admit. So.
When truth comes, it's hard.
Yeah, so I tell everybody, do like I say. What are you going to do? She goes to the world. You let the world dictate your success, or are you going to dictate your success? What are you going to do?
Grab the brass ring, honey.
Yes, exactly. Take it from that guy from the Twin Towers. I mean, I kind of lost that one for a minute, but it wasn't the Twin Towers. It was that freaking movie. I love it. The most powerful movies in the freaking world had three movies about this ring, and I cannot remember. What is it called?
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. I can see the ring, but I couldn't see the freaking title of the freaking movie. That sucks. So Carol, you have any... you need to meditate more, too.
I started. I kicked it up.
Okay, cool. And I tell people out there, if you really want to focus on meditating, first of all, don't tell yourself you can't do it. Okay? Try to find a solution. Or I should say, find the solution to how you can do that. Like I did, I was sitting there going, okay, this is kind of crazy because my mind's like flying, okay? Can I really do this? So I sat there and got some books on just breathing. I mean, there was some breathing techniques. I can't remember the name of the book. I wish I could. But it was teaching you how to breathe through the right side of your nose, the left side of your nose, going back and forth, deeper breathings, how to breathe deep into your stomach, and then come up to your chest, how to breathe and pull and focus on going to the back part of focusing on your back and your lungs, which is a great way to heal back problems. how to breathe and just focus on your chakras. Not really do anything with them. Just focus on them. Breathe and focus on your auras. Breathing is the center. Breathing is it. Breathing is life. Okay? It's the very first thing you hear in the Bible, too. When God brought Adam to life, he blew the life, he blew life into him.
The breath of life.
So, in the process of doing that, I mean, seriously, man, if you look at the spiritual lifestyle and you read the Bible in a sense, by knowing these things, you start seeing things that make so much sense. I mean, in the Bible it says, "You have not because you ask not." So we have the first part of manifestation of asking, and then Jesus said, "Focus on the outcome." So you know, a lot of things
it's
going
true.
On. Yeah.
It's all of the spiritual of how to manifest have been all of the doctrines all through history have always had them in plain view. We just can't see it.
Yeah.
You can't see the forest for the trees, but it's been simply written and right in front of us all the time. But it's people think it's so simple that it doesn't work.
Yeah. So Sarah, looking at the whole thing, going, it makes perfect sense to me. So it's just the idea we're trying to get to in the first place. I mean, we started talking about angels, and people are like, "Why, you know, angels and the confusion with that." I was just saying, you know, something. In the Bible, it even says, I think it's Psalms 91, that God gives angels charge over us to keep us from falling and hurting ourselves and protecting us from the enemy and that kind of thing. So I feel like that's a very strong impression that about guardian angels. So
I have had my experiences with guardian angels definitely watching over me and protecting me, and never forget that.
Yeah, and they still do. I feel like that you have at least three guardian angels, you personally. So
yeah.
Yeah, one for each hand and one to push. So,
yeah, and so, that's the one that's swinging the redwood.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm gonna bring somebody on real quick, so don't go anywhere. Okay. Amy, is that you?
Yeah, hi Donnie, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Would you have anything to add to what we're talking about today?
Well, it seems to me, and you'll have to forgive me because I was getting my chart read by a dear friend of mine, so I had your chat room up, but I had to have it down, and we got off the phone, mm-hmm. and then my phone rang again for another client, so you have to catch me up. I heard the last part of what you were talking about was manifestation and
yeah.
about needing to ask for what we want.
Yeah, well, sometimes the Bible, I said, look at the Bible in a sense way, it's a teaching. It's a learning text, because if I can look at it and say, okay, one part of the Bible says you have not because you ask not. So therefore, it's telling you to ask for what you want. And then Jesus talked about not focusing on the in-between, but focus on the outcome, which is what happened when he raised from the dead, that kind of stuff, of actually looking at your life. Because when you start looking at manifestation and things start changing in a positive way, it's like being reborn. So
absolutely.
I was looking at the Bible and people were going, you know, Jesus and this kind of thing. I said, yeah, but see, the point of Jesus is the idea of reminding you of who you are. You're a spiritual person in a human body, and so is he. So therefore,
right.
you can be the same as he. Sorry about the rhymes, but
absolutely.
The way it comes to me. So it's like, that's the way things are. And then in this book I just got called The Alchemist Handbook, it talks in here, it says, everyone may not be all of God, but God is all of us. Some things are true no matter if you believe them or not. So
I don't think we have to have any esoteric spiritual knowledge to be able to manifest. We just have to really believe in ourselves and our abilities. It all starts with self, I think, and we all are pieces of God, if you want to look at it that way, or divinely connected. Mm-hmm. There's nothing special about me versus you versus someone who doesn't do readings. We all have the capabilities, our inherent right to manifest. It's just that we don't really know how to think. I believe everything starts with a thought, everything. And our lives are just mere creations of those thoughts.
And the same thing we saw about this morning when I was talking on my show, the missing spiritual link, when we sit here and brought up Atlantis and say, okay, how would you feel? Because we're talking about this whole thing about where did the thing come from where people think that we should be charging for our services? And I said, maybe because of your past memories of Atlantis, because basically everything was bartered out. We traded services, or we came up with alternative ways that was easy to exchange. So it could be a change for, you know, service for a service, or maybe that you have something that I would like to have. So in exchange, we do these things. So there was no money in Atlantis. And I think I've done a lot of past life readings for people who can't understand that concept, but actually came from Atlantis and go, how come I have this sense about the whole thing that when I open my mouth up and say that, I'm full of it because I know better. And that's because you did at one point in your life know better in a past life. So, and I don't know, for some reason this week and last week, it just seems that that's the biggest thing that keeps happening with people. But I think that in the sense of awareness, that people are starting to realize that the idea of giving a donation to anybody or anything is giving of oneself and not thinking about what you're not getting or not that you do have or whatever. And,
right. It takes you out of scarcity or lack mentality when you give, actually. You know, you realize the abundance that you have because you can give. A great way to feel better about your financial considerations or concerns is to give a small donation to something that you really love, something that brings positive joy to your life, you know, something that puts you in a more positive frame of mind. It's just showing appreciation and getting outside of ourselves a little bit to realize, you know what, I do have $5. I can give it to Donnie's show because, you know, he really brings so much joy into my life. Enlightening topics, spiritual topics, you know, things that I need to hear about. There's nothing wrong with that, and I just did the same thing at my show last week, and I was called a money grubber. I was told that I had no right to charge a donation for a reading if someone wanted to call the show and get a reading I had been reading for like 20 people a night over 3 hours twice a week. You know, I was getting burned out, and I'm supporting and doing everything, the show, the guests, the questions, the readings. It's just like, I didn't realize how many people out there are touting spiritual principles and practices and beliefs, but when it really comes down to showing their appreciation or even just accepting the fact that, wow, this is something optional and it's not something I feel I can do, but I respect that. It was like, you money grubber, how dare you, you know, mention money and spirituality together. And the fact of the matter is, I would love it if we could go back to the old ways where I could get a painting or a bouquet of flowers for a reading. That would be great. It's just not realistic, unfortunately, for the world we live in right now and the times we're in.
I don't know, sweetie, but I've gotten pieces for readings. But, you know, it was, and it's one of those things of, at the time I was opening up the right of just that. You know, it's the idea of taking it and going, okay, I believe this, so therefore this put it into play. So when I was in Colorado, it was a very good place to be at, because people would call me up and say, well, I don't have any money, or I really don't trust giving my credit card to anybody, but how could I compensate you because I'd like to get a reading? And I would just sit there and say, well, I don't know. That's a good question. You know, so I would start throwing things out. So, okay, right now, if you bought me dinner, then I wouldn't worry about dinner. And they go, okay, no problem. So, and this one lady was so cool about it, because she sat there and made sure. Okay, she knew my readings were $25 for 15 minutes. She got her session, and when she ordered the food for me, she made sure it was like at least $25. You know, so it makes people think. And then this one lady called me up. She goes, so can I pay your electric? Can I pay your phone bill this week or this month? And could you give me a reading, or give me a couple of readings? I'm like, sure, no problem. And it was just opened up a new avenue. But still, in the same sense, I told everybody there is a sense that I have a shop of my own, and I have rent and all these things going on, which I'm not trying to focus on. I'm just saying, so do you. And I said, you're a plumber. I said, if you gave all your services away for free, where would you be at right now? I'd be out of business. Exactly. So it's like one of those things of looking at the whole thing and say, okay, I'm your friend. I think sometimes when people do that, it drives me crazy too. I'm your friend, so could you give me a reading? Okay, why don't you just ask me for one? Instead of throwing that out there and say, okay.
And the thing people have to be aware of, like a lot of people on my show that, you know, had been following the show from its inception, and when I brought this idea up, they're saying, you know, but Blog Talk Radio is advertising for you, you know, so you're paying for your own advertising. And I'm like, I've done a 6-month study on the advertising effects of Blog Talk Radio, and although I've gotten some clients from Blog Talk Radio, not nearly enough to even break even with all of the time, the work, the effort, and the readings I'm giving out. So saying you have to give me $5, you know, but just give it to the show if you want a reading. I mean, that's something nice that you can do for me.
That's why I'm in the chat room right now.
I'm not asking for a wage.
Mm-hmm. That's why I put in the chat room right now. I put down in the chat room. I said, this is the way I look at it right now, guys. It's the Manitou Springs, Colorado Fund and Support My Show Fund. Help me get help. Help me get home to Manitou Springs in Colorado and help me keep the show going. But it's one of those things. I'm not asking you to do everything because, first of all, you're not doing the research. You're not doing the shows. You're not doing the typing. And I'm all I'm asking you to do is to just give what you feel like you should give because of what you got. If you don't want to do that, I don't care. That's fine. You do what you want to do. I'm just saying, right now, I actually have two shows that I'm actually supporting. And one's a premium show and one's a premium plus show. So, you know, I just want to keep those shows going on because of all the things we've been getting from everybody and how much it's actually helping a lot of people deal with a lot of things and topics and actually helping them find themselves in some sense of the word of the things that they're learning. And we just want to continue to keep teaching and doing those kind of things. But right now, it's just one of those things of saying, how much do you appreciate the ideal being able to come to a format where even if you don't give a donation, you can still get a reading. And if you ever come to this show, you definitely do get a full reading on this show. I've actually done 75-card spreads for you guys. So, you know, when you sit and look at those situations, we could say free readings and see one thing I was topping on too, Amy, saying, could you guys keep it to two questions? And you guys don't. So when you look at that whole, so when you look at that whole situation, you know, we're sitting there honoring what we do, and we're asking you to do the same thing. And if you decided you want to ask more than two or three questions, ask yourself, I just got a full reading. And a full reading, you know, from what, if you've checked out our websites and seen that the little prompts we put in the chat room and stuff, you know how much we charge. So what you just got for free, you know for a fact has worth to it because you've actually seen it. And you know what other people are paying for it. And you just walked away with all this information and you're feeling better about yourself. Now we're asking you to do in the same sin. Well, how do you feel about that? You know, because every time I see one at Christmas time, every time I see one of those little things at Christmas time, when I walk up and throw money in those things, I feel so great and so fantastic at that moment. I want to go find some more and give more money away. And,
right.
You know, so.
Well, let me be the first one tonight, if I'm not the first one already, to donate to your Colorado Fund. How can I do this?
How can you do this?
Yeah.
That's really nice of you, Amy, because you really you really actually donate a lot of time to your own time to the show when you come on here. It's one of those things of, gosh, that's a good question. I've been stumped.
Like PayPal?
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. It's actually...
what email address should I send it to?
Okay, it's
www.yolasite.com.
Yes. Hey guys, I got one person on the line right now, so if you'd like to stick around. And Carol, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there. I was just, when you were talking about donations and that, people don't realize when they get free readings that they tend to not realize the value of what they are getting, and they discard the information that they're getting because they haven't paid for it.
Yes.
Yes.
And we basically give 100%, unless my mom comes in and asks me to take the trash out. But, you know, besides those things. But
it's the same with healers who do healing work. I mean, the moment there's a dollar value put into it and people have to invest a piece of themselves into what they're purchasing or the service they're getting, they realize the value within it. A lot of people go from show to show to show to show, and it's
absolutely
all free, and they're getting fabulous work, but they're not realizing the true value that they're getting from it. They're not bothering to look at it from that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've actually had to separate myself from one of my clients because every time I do a reading for her, I take a two-hour nap. I swear I do. And she's draining me too much anymore. So the point was going... you know, it's one of those things I like to sit down and talk to her and say, you know, it's nothing against you. It's just that you're wanting so much and you want so many changes in your life that you're taking a lot of energy. So it's one of those things of learning how to, because I always feel like a chakras are basically batteries. And once those are charged and balanced, people don't really have a tendency to take advantage of people. They're looking, it's like a deficiency, you know. You walk in someone's house and you eat all their bananas. because you're a deficiency, but at the same time, you don't realize that those people bought those bananas. Now they're going to have to go and regroup somewhere else and get those bananas again. And there are some people who come into your house, and we all have these friends that refuse to take anything from us without giving something back. And I have lots of friends, since I've been really doing this spiritual work, that are just like that. I have a friend of mine in California, and she is so beautiful woman. She doesn't pay for readings, as in per se giving me money. She has. She really freaked me out one year, where I was sitting there talking about my birthday, and my family didn't give me nothing for my birthday. And I was like, it's not really a big deal, but I did kind of miss certain things with my grandmother when she was alive. She'd always send me money in the mail for my birthday. So this lady sent me money, sent me a $5 bill, and said happy birthday, and sent me a birthday card. And
aww.
But she's one of those people that when I talk to, like I was going to go and work for Jack Canfield and get work with a coach to improve on myself. And she came to me and said, why the hell are you doing that for? I'm sitting there going, what do you mean? She goes, you should be coaching. You should be teaching. You should be doing these things. And she's always comes in at a time where I need a nice swift kick in the ass. And that to me is worth more than $5 in a freaking donation.
That's so gold.
Yeah, that's gold. Cause I have lots of friends like that. So when somebody, and they're great too, because when someone comes in the mix who is the opposite of that, it really, like I always say, my spidey sense goes haywire and goes, this kind of rethink this one, because this person is nothing but wanting to take advantage of all this because of what she wants or he wants. So it's like, you know, paying attention and going, okay, I feel like we can still work with those people and help them, but we still need to protect ourselves, because sometimes people are not aware of what they do to other people because they're so caught up in their situations and stuff. So what I wanted to do was the reason I was asking you guys, because I got a couple of people on the line, so if you guys both want to stick around and maybe give, you know, any kind of input or any kind of information for the questions that they're going to ask, it would be great. If you don't, that's fine,
too.
I can
stick around.
And
I'll
Carol?
Stick around.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Area code 561. Hello, how are you? Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Hello.
How
My
are
name
you?
Is Stacy.
Your name is Stacy? You called the show before, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So what's up today? And say hello to Amy and Carol. Say hello to Amy and Carol too. And they'll try, you know.
Amy and Carol.
Hello. Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
And what's your question?
My question is pertaining to employment.
Mm-hmm.
I have prayed. I have wrote down what I want in a job and all this different kind of stuff. But I haven't gotten or found a job as of yet. Do you see me getting a job anytime soon?
The impression I get is very strong that you will. I feel like it's coming up. If not, it's like 2 days. 2 days, 2 weeks. I feel like you should also focus. You're focusing and you got the things going on. You're writing the things down too, but I feel like there's still a little bit of doubt in your mind because of what you've gone through in the last 6 months. Does that make sense to you?
I had a terrible boss. I think he traumatized me.
Yeah, I understand. It's one of those things where you like to get you a sniper and get rid of him, right?
Yeah, he's...
I'm just saying, sometimes I feel like that. It's like watching one of those shows where you have the guy who's working for somebody and he has these little fantasies in his mind, what he wants to do to him. That's what I get with you, where you're sitting in this guy's center talking to you. I feel like he's taken things from you, almost like he's taken ideals or he's taken credit for some work that you've done.
Pretty much, he's the kind of person, he will praise you. In 2 seconds, he will tear you down and dig a ditch for you. So
he does these
things. Sounds
like
a great guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sounds like my ex-wife.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Donnie.
No, I was just sitting there thinking, you know, that I looked at this guy and say, whatever suits his purpose at the time, and whoever can actually do that for him, he will use whatever he needs. He also, I don't know, for some reason he reminds me of a person that would actually be, how would you put this? This is kind of like, put it a nice way. He has a tendency to go with the sex that can do him the most help.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The most support. So some people, I see this the term bisexual, and I'm going, yeah, that fits, because that's what they're doing. Whoever's got the money, that's where they go. So today I'm gay, and I like guys, because that's the guy who's got the money. Yeah, tomorrow comes by, and there's certain things that happen with them, and this guy loses the money. They're always they're opportunists. That's what I look at. They're opportunists. But with the situation of focusing on him, because I don't want to focus on him anymore, so we have an idea what he's all about, but you also know why you need to go, because it's taking so much from you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, I keep getting the idea of detachment, too, where you're still attached to this job in a sense of security. So when I sit here and talk about a little bit...
Well, the thing is, I was taking care of his mother. So if there is an attachment, the mother and I, we were cool. I mean, she was difficult in the beginning, but in the end, I could do no wrong. So it's probably on her with her, but not so with him, because I had to pray and to let it go where he was concerned, because I would have turned into someone that I wouldn't have recognized, because in the process, he took so much. So I didn't even recognize who I was,
Okay. Well,
so
hold on.
I had to get that back.
Okay, Stacey, hold on for 1 second. Just 1 second, okay? I just want to take a couple minutes and thank everybody for listening. Thank you for all the people calling in today. Thank everybody who supports the show. Thank you for everybody who's donated to the show and just the whole realm and the whole thing. And like I always say at the end of every show, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And you guys have a great, fantastic night. We're going to get back to our people on the line. And we'll see you tomorrow what is tomorrow, Thursday? And I'll be here tomorrow. So tune in. We'll be doing some readings tomorrow night. I think we have a show that's, for some reason I just went blank. But we're definitely going to have a great topic. We always do. So just tune in. I guarantee you guys will be enlightened. So see you guys tomorrow. And just go back to Stacey and say, hey, Stacey. You need to. There's a lot of things that you're talking about, a lot of things that are going on, a lot of focus, and that's what I'm saying. You need to take the focus and direct it to where you want to be at. I feel like with the situation that you just walked away from, everybody's going to be fine. Amy, what do you think?
I see that the reason that she's having a problem with the job goes back to a relationship issue that's in stalemate right now. Now, it might look like there's nothing going on, and that's true, there's nothing going on, but there's not a processing going on either. There's not an emotional processing going on. So what my guide is telling me is that as soon as she makes a decision, because I see her waiting to make a decision about this situation, a decision needs to be made. As soon as she makes the decision and starts moving forward with her energy, abundance will come in and she will get a job, but they're saying it's really, the timing is really up to her because it's her decision that needs to be made. Everything's been like a stalemate for her right now, or it's like a deadlock where nothing's happening, and it all goes back to this relationship.
A love relationship or a work relationship?
Well, it comes up as an emotional relationship, so I could look at that a little bit further. Let's see. I just get emotions involved. What is this stalemate over? Is it a love relationship, some other relationship? What type of relationship is it? What type of relationship is it? That does say it's a love relationship, an emotional relationship, meaning feeling. It's not a dating relationship where you don't care about the guy. It's like a feeling, emotional relationship. I get hurt and anger over lack of communication, feeling like you're in the dark, and it is, they're saying, a love relationship.
So, Carol, would you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, going back to the boss, what I'm getting from my angels right now is that there is a job very close for you right now, but as they expanding on you holding it back, what Donnie mentioned, is you have this trepidation right now that you're going to walk into a similar situation, and Spirit wants you to make the decision that you're not going to. The job that's coming up for you is not the way the old job was, but your fear is holding you back. So step into your fear and look at it and realize that not every employer and every person is like that, and let go of that fear and step into the wonderful new job that's waiting for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because...
But you're holding it at bay with your fear and your expectation that you're going to walk into the same situation. He's got you. You're kind of wrapped into that energy field with him still, and expecting to end up in a similar situation, like someone's going to pull the rug out once you get into the job.
Yeah, because I was going to add to that with my cards were saying, you've overcome a lot of difficulties, but you got to be crystal clear about what you want to do, what you desire. Also, I got the moon cards, so I keep getting a lot of impressions too that not just a job, but also a new relationship is coming in that you're also holding back because of what you're scared you're going to get yourself into again. So you're still focusing on the past. It says be courageous and stand up for your beliefs, what you believe, what you want to happen. And it talks about manifestation and retreating from the lack of. You're focusing on the lack of. And it's just look at yourself, ask yourself what you've actually been talking about to yourself, and see what you come up with too. You'll start realizing that you've been focusing too much on the past. The past, and when I sort of say lack of, the past is no more. It doesn't exist anymore. So therefore, you're focusing on the lack of. And you can't manifest something in the future by using a lack of picture, because you're just going to get frustrated because you're not getting anywhere. And they're talking about your prayers have been answered. You just need to open up and let down the resistance and accept who you are, and where you're going is going to be more of an opening for you of self-realization. And I think in some ways you're also scared of what that entails about who you really are, that you're kind of scared of when you see that. Am I going to like what I see? Am I going to like what I feel? And I get the impression, no, you won't. But you will definitely be a whole lot stronger person because of it. And you'll realize that what's been holding you back is you standing in your way. So just look at the situation. If that's the case, then it's not a judgmental thing. It's the idea of tracing it down to source. It's all about you. So therefore, your past and how you used to think basically manifests what's going on. So therefore, you want to change your future. They're just saying change it now and start thinking and focusing with clear intentions about exactly what you want. And don't have any lack of faith in that. Put yourself in a sense of knowing. I know exactly what I want. Like today, someone asked me, said, I finally got to the point, someone said, how are you doing today? I'm doing great, and I'm well respected. So I set the notion off, so therefore it sets a tone off to everybody else to do the exact same thing. They're feeling great, and they're respected. When you're in a room of people who respect themselves, they respect everybody else as well. So it's just a chain reaction of everybody working together. It's meant to be in the first place. And that's the kind of environment you want, people who work with you and support you, and you feel like you can do the same thing with them as well. So, Stacy, it's time to go and do what you got to do. Does anybody else have anything to add to that?
No, I'm just, I guess, the better the devil, it's right now the energy, I guess the easiest way for me to say it would be, is that you're sitting in the position, better the devil you know than the devil you don't, and the grass is greener on the other side. You just have to realize that and step over the fence.
And don't be scared, as you might actually have to mow it. Okay. Think about it. How about you, Amy?
You know, I just get, she feels like very stressed out. She's got the weight of the world on her shoulders. They're saying that she's very intelligent. All she needs to do is cut out the unnecessary burdens and stress, make decisions. That's what I'm getting. I just see someone staying put with a blindfold on, like, I don't want to look. But we've got to take the blindfold off. We have to get up from our position and say, okay, if I expect to be somewhere else, I can't keep sitting here, to make some decisions and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep getting it centers around an emotional relationship.
Let me ask you something too, Stacy. Stacy, if I sit here and said to you, don't be scared because you're not going to wind up doing the same things that your mother did. Does that make sense to you?
Totally.
Okay. So I think in some ways, you know, it's like focusing on a love relationship. It could be just we're thinking love relationship, we're thinking romantic. It could be just that part of loving somebody but scared of becoming them.
Yeah, because my mom, she, like, after she was hurt, like, 30-something years ago, she just went solo, and she never looked back, and I said, I can't do that.
Yeah, so, I'm just saying to you, that's not going to happen, okay? So, I mean, personally, I'd rather go through all the weeds to get to the flower than sit there and go, okay, no, I don't think I want to do that, and then get mad at myself because I'm never ever with anybody. It's still my fault because I make the choice to go through what I had to go through to get there.
Right.
I guarantee you. In the process of finding yourself, that's the difference. Your mother was, I'm not knocking your mother in one way or the other. I'm just saying that she went through a lot of hard times with the situations of the way she was brought up. So therefore, she looked at that, and her life reflected that. I think later in her life, there were certain things that did change for the better. And I think that from what I can see with your spiritual side, I just feel like that's evolving very, very nicely to the where you can actually recognize who you're supposed to be with, but you're also judging certain things too much because of what you've been through and what someone else has been through. And you need to start, that's why we say clear it out, start focusing on exactly what you want. And since you've never really had what you wanted, it's going to be one of those experiences. It's the very first time you've ever had one. So once you look at it that way, you know, judge it. Don't judge. Well, I hate the word to use the word judge, but look at it and perceive it the way it's presented to you, not what could happen if you're with this person. You know, if you're already perceiving that whole thing, you're working against yourself. So look at it as
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Donnie.
This will be the very first life. This will be the very first relationship you've ever been in. Realistically, it is, because everything else is gone. So therefore, look at it that way and enjoy it, because there's a lot of things you're thinking about too much. You're too much of a therapist. So let that go. I'm sorry, Andy. Go ahead.
No, I think what she's doing, she's on the right track as far as writing down what she wants and thinking about what she wants. But I get a complete emotional disconnect from that, what she wants. Almost like I'm numbing myself emotionally so I don't have to feel what it might be like to actually get what I want, because I'm afraid of being let down. As Carol was saying, there is a guardedness there, an apprehension about emotionally connecting to this stuff. So I really think you could raise your vibrational energy so much if you can get excited and start feeling the feelings of what you want before it gets here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand why the feelings aren't there right now. It's like pulling the plug out of the wall, so I don't have to feel either way, because I'm used to feeling things that are not positive, or maybe situations that have happened that have hurt me. But don't let that jade or embitter you or make you emotionally disconnect, because that's really the key to manifestation. It's not so much writing down what we want. It's about emotionally connecting to it and raising our vibrational energy to match it. And that's when it comes in, from what I've seen in my personal experience.
Yeah, so the idea of letting angels come in your life, too. I mean, I was just looking at this card where it talks about new love, but it was also talking about power through healing, of letting go and realizing that feeling is the most important thing. You know, when we sit here and meet a person for the first time, really, realistically, what we're picking up on is the essence of who that person is. It's not the physical part. It really isn't. Have you ever been in a situation where you separate from somebody and you haven't seen them for a long time and you start thinking, oh God, I'm forgetting those people because I can't remember their face, but at the same time you can remember everything about them? So it's not their face or their physical, it's actually the essence of who those people really are. And that's the key to actually finding the person that you should be with, is the essence. Because it's almost like your essence recognizes that essence and go, okay, we want to be one again. And that's what it's all about. It's the same thing with work and people you've been around and that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, when you really love what you do and you find people that you love, that you can really work with, everything seems to go smoothly. Even when you have down days, you always seem to be in a position where you always find a solution to get around it, go over it, go under it. But you always find a way to make it happy and make it happen. So I'm just saying to you, it's one of those things of coming to terms with that and then following through and knowing. It's almost like I would sit there and say the one card that didn't come up that I was kind of surprised it didn't is to remember who you are. And to realize you do know what to do.
Hey.
So I guess it's time to it's time to do the work.
Yeah.
Okay, Stacey.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Good night, Stacey.
Good night.
Good night. Have a good night. Thank you for the call.
Bye.
Okay, one more. One more call, and then we can say, see y'all. Let's see. It's actually phone number 1111111. Don't you just love that number? Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hi, Donnie.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not sure. Maybe I should recorrect that right now. I'm not
sorry.
I'm doing great, and I feel so respected. So I slipped for just a second. But see how you can correct it so easily? Just by changing a negative into a positive? It's cool. So, do you have a question? Okay, good. I'm trying to regain my composure here. I really don't want to, because I was having such a great time. So, do you have a question for us?
No, Donnie. It's Sherry. I was wondering, one, I was apologizing for not making your show this morning to you personally.
Well, that's okay.
You asked me to come, and I couldn't. I was without internet until about an hour ago.
Yeah, because I actually asked you to be on the show tonight, too, and I was sitting there going, right now I'm getting to the point where I've worked with the internet, and I've had so much problems with it, and Skype and that kind of thing, so I'm thinking, I'm just looking at it in a different way, going, everything happens for a reason, so let's just go with the flow, and everything will be fine. So,
yeah,
you know,
I wanted to come, but I didn't know about it, and I was like, oh, I was hoping it was going to get done before that, because I was like, I got to get it by 5, please let him, and I found out it was all done, but she
right.
had it, my landlady hadn't hooked it back up yet, so I was like, oh, no.
Well, go ahead, Sherry, and say hi to Carol and Amy.
Hi, Carol. Oh, hi, Amy.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
You sure you want to like ask us a question about your situation?
My situation? I don't know. My only biggest situation is, am I going to have money for rent?
Yes, you are. That's kind of you asked a vague question. I'll give you a vague answer. But,
okay, I'm sorry. It's just... Because of everything that's happened, I'm waiting for money, and I don't know when it's going to come in. I'm actually worried that it's not. And I'm like, okay, am I going to get this, or am I, like, what's going on, like?
Well, see, that's the problem. I keep getting this, I mean, my answers are sitting there going, the waiting is the problem, because you're waiting for it to happen. They're saying... See, in the process of your focusing on whatever your mind can conceive, you will receive. Okay? But you have to let your mind and yourself and your life continue to flow forward, or that conceiving part won't happen. Okay? Or it's going to happen, but you're kind of prolonging it, the whole thing. Because I keep getting the impression, stop worrying, which you have a tough time doing because you keep telling yourself the same thing, too. But... you know, you're getting to a good point in your life and the rent money and that kind of stuff, but it's also look at the situation and go, you know something? Seriously, try this. It might sound crazy to some people to go, I don't care if I pay the rent or not. I have more important things to focus on, which is my life and my friends and my clients, and just start focusing and realizing what your life is all about and what is really important. And the process of, I was reading my part in the Alchemy Handbook, and even we're talking about the Angel of Truth and Enlightenment, it talks about basically the same thing. It says the ideal, as long as you're focusing on the kingdom of God, you don't have time to think about the things you don't got. You don't have time to think about the lack of. So the ideal, I sit here and tell my clients all the time, be grateful for what you have. Focus and being grateful for every little thing, even down to the hair on your toes. Because in the process of focusing on everything that you already have and being grateful for everything that is, then all those things that you want, they'll be too. And they will happen and you won't even know it. You'll just notice one day that you're living in the house that you've always wanted, or you're dating the person you've always wanted, because you're living your life. In the process of living your life,
yeah.
These things
you acquire these things. They come to you. They come and be a part of you. It's not a destination to get there. So
yeah, well, like I said, the only reason why for me it's a waiting game is because I'm having to go through channel like workers' compensation because I'm being compensated for not being able to work due to the raise. So it's waiting for them to decide yay or nay, and I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Oh, decide for them. Decide for them. Start thinking about what answer would you like, and then see that answer as being is. And I'm serious. Just and say that to yourself. Yes. Say yes, 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 yes. Is your life great? Yes, it is. You know, yes, 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 yes. That's it. I mean, feel the vibration. Just feel the vibration with yes. I mean, no is like a brick wall. No. Okay. God, that sucked. Just say yes. Yes. Kind of resonates throughout the whole freaking universe. Yes, 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 yes. My life is great. I'm respected. My life loves me. My life loves me. I love my life. Yes, I do. Yes, 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 yes. Amy, anything else you want to add to that?
Well, it's funny. I'm sitting here listening to her voice, and I picked up the money lack, and then I asked the cards, will she be able to pull it through, and I get yes. Doesn't look like it's going to be on the exact date that you'd like, but I get it's fine. I don't see you being out on the street if it's not on the day that you expect it to be. Because they're showing me right around that time she'll get it, and I see it working out for you. But they're cautioning more to the awareness, the inner awareness that you're kind of disconnecting yourself from right now as far as money and prosperity is concerned with your life. They're saying, prosperity, there needs to be a little bit more energy put into that. And I understand you're talking about workers' compensation. But there are other ways to attract abundance in your life, too. It doesn't have to be just waiting for the check.
Yeah, you have so many
avenues. I'm trying to go out there. And,
well, stop trying.
I'm trying to find new work because I really don't think I can return a job after being robbed at 9 p.m. I'm looking at it going, let's not say we did and let's go find something else. But it's also getting the energy to go out because I'm still kind of suffering a lot of this post-traumatic stress from it. So.
Right.
Just take a deep breath.
So really try and work on releasing that and clearing that. You know, if it's ritualistic, I don't know what you practice or what you believe in, but it doesn't have to be standing in your way.
And all these syndromes are just things.
It's really a choice, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, even the idea of syndromes and this and any other, I really have a tough time. And some of the people I work with who go to AA and that kind of stuff, and they're like, I have an addiction. And I'm like, quit saying that. It's like you keep reminding yourself of something you want to hang on to, when you should actually be thinking that in the opposite direction and saying, okay, there's nothing wrong with me. And I guarantee you that this thing you think is addiction, when you start thinking in the terms that it doesn't exist, and you start focusing on what you like to be, those things, you look back later on and go, okay, I haven't thought about drinking in years. Why not? Because you don't focus on it. And the reason I have a tough time with it, with the AA, is because they talk about God and reformation and being reborn, but if you ever hear these people talk, God, I used to go to AA just because I thought they were good things to go to at one point. I walked in that freaking room one day, and I sat there and said something about, you know, I thought it was a great forum because you could actually express what happened to you that day and get off your chest. And at first, there were some really caring people, and I guess it depended what day you went in, but I'm sitting here talking about this girl that I thought I'd come to terms with, right? Some lady blasts me, and she goes, you think you just got it all down, don't you? And I said, yes, I do. You know, so I feel like in some way, sense of the word, like with your situation like that, I feel like everything's a progression. So one day you're going to get to the point where you are very strong, and maybe you do know everything about the situation when someone comes to you and says it. But for some reason, society has us looking at things going, that's being too egotistic and self-centered, when it's actually just being confident with oneself. So, you know, I do believe that we do have things that tell us from time to time in situations you've been through, too. I'm saying you have a very strong sense of yourself to realize that you don't have to. Those syndromes that you keep hearing about are just labels. And once you take the labels off those things and let them go, they don't exist anymore. And therefore, you'll be able to get past this. And then the idea of having water, as in life itself and all the things you need coming into your life, you'll turn the faucet back on again. It'll be free flowing. So
That's what I'm saying. Syndromes and names and this and that and the other, it just seem like they're limitations. And they can drive you crazy, so. What do you think, Carol?
The first thing that got to me was the image of the watch pot. You know, if you watch a kettle and it never boils. But I got that the money would be coming through, but it would not be on time. It would be a couple of days late, 2 or 3 days late, but there's no issue because your landlord would totally understand and be supportive of you in that. So that's not an issue.
Yeah.
That's true.
I also got to,
yeah, well, she...
Sorry.
Did you ever see the video? She's been okay.
No, I'm just saying.
Well, she
when
knows
I see,
the circumstances. She knows the circumstance.
She seems
but
to come to
you. After informed.
She has a smile on her face when she sees money in your hand. That's what I saw, so.
Yeah, well, today I gave her $100 going, okay, you know, this is what I have. This is what I can give you. And I'm waiting for WCB. Like, I've kept her informed. I've kept her, like, understanding, okay, this is what's happening. This is what I have to wait for because I've done all the stuff on my end for workers' comp. Now they're waiting for my employer to do his end. I can't do it for him. All I can do is tell him that this is what they need. You need to send it in. And I've done that. I've informed him. And now it's just him doing his job.
Well, okay. Well, start bringing in that divine intervention to say, okay, angels. I mean, I've done this before, too. I talk my guardian angels to go talk to his guardian angel. Could you get this guy, light a fire on this guy's butt and get this going? And or just simply say, go talk to his guardian angel so he can talk to him so we can get this thing going because the guy's procrastinating. And some people like these positions of power, and they use them to the full extent of just dragging their feet. But I've always seen results, and I've seen some really good results from writing a guardian angel letter and just getting really expressive and doing that whole thing. So if you could try doing those, I think they would really help in the situation. It's really good for focusing on what you really want. It's good for voicing, but it's also really connecting with your angels. Because I feel like you have a very strong sense of that, but it's looking for other avenues to connect with your angels to actually help you understand the realism of it.
The other thing is, what I'm getting, have you ever seen that movie with John Candy where he's the writer and he starts writing a new script or a new book and all of a sudden his life starts to take on all the things that are happening in the book?
I love that movie.
Yeah, and I got the sense, what my guides are showing me is that you need to start writing out exactly the outcome that you want for this event. And once you start to write down the outcome, like rewrite the script, like
it's
one of the Abraham
scripting.
Things.
Yeah,
yeah, once you start re-scripting how this is going to outplay for you, you will get the rewards faster and you'll get more than what you expect.
Yeah, because I used to do that too. I would sit there and write it out in detail exactly how I want something to unfold. And then I would kind of like go over each day and then kind of let it go. I would take like 10 or 15 minutes and just kind of re-go over it and look at it, maybe change things and that kind of stuff, and then move on. Try
it. Letting go is the key part.
What's that?
Well, up until this point, I was okay because I was like, okay, everything's in the work, everything's happening, you know, everything is going the way that it's supposed to go. And as the month closes, as the month is coming to its end, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, why haven't I heard anything? Like, I finally got a call from WCB last Thursday, and, you know, I'm finally getting stuff from Victim Services and from everything else for the services that, you know, I've been told that I was going to get after this robbery, and, you know, I'm finally slowly getting everything going, and I wasn't really worried about it at first, because I'm like, okay, they're busy, you know, they'll get to me when they're ready, you know, because I understand there's other people ahead of me and whatever, but, you know, it's just, it kind of got to the point where, you know, I've been out of work now for a month, and I'm going stir crazy.
Cabin fever.
Yeah.
What
Even
do you
though
think,
I am
Amy?
Going out and doing things.
So, Amy, would you have anything to add to that?
Well, I'd say, as I say so much, you know, worry is prayer for what we don't want to happen. So it's really, I think really getting with the fact that you're really not opening yourself up to receiving by worrying is the first step, you know, to attracting that which you seek. It really does no good to worry. It really doesn't. And if you think about it, you know, if I'm worried and I'm clenched, or my body's tense, my fists are tightened and clenched, I can't receive anything like that. You know, it just energetically does not set you up to be in an equation where abundance is coming in. So I'd really, really try and I know it's hard. It's really hard to stop worrying when you're really worried, but it's not changing anything. I mean, if there's something that you can do about what you're worrying about, then do it. And from what I'm hearing, you've done everything possible. So all you have to do is really sit back and wait. And I know waiting can be the hardest thing, but there's no sense in worrying about something if you've done everything you can do. I mean, there's nothing to change. There's nothing that you can really do other than try and relax, enjoy your days, and just wait.
And quit looking at the end of the month. Maybe you should look at the beginning of the next month. Everything's fantastic. Forget the end of the month. It's not the end of anything. It's actually the beginning of something else that's coming in. So it's just, like we say about death card. Death card is clearing out the old in favor of the new. And there's some things that you're kind of like still hanging on to. And I feel like, some of the things you've been talking about and thinking about of people procrastination and dragging their feet and that kind of stuff, try not to really talk about those things. It's like being with your friend. If you catch yourself talking about that, change the subject. I've done this with bills. I just take my bills and throw them in the trash. One reason I do that is because I don't want to look at him. Yeah, I just take a bill in the trash and go, when the money comes, everything happens for a reason, okay? And if it's not happening right that moment, there's no reason to be freaked out about that moment and not paying that bill, because at that moment, you're right, I can't pay this bill. So there's where you go, okay, why not? Well, it's not supposed to happen today. The due date's actually next week. So why am I worried? I did this before my show. Everything gets paid and everything gets taken care of, and all these things seem to fall into place every time. But still, when it comes to that D-Day, I'm sitting there going, okay, why hasn't it happened? And my angels go, well, the due dates haven't happened yet. Everything happens when it's supposed to happen, and it all falls into place. So I'm like, that's what we sit here and talk about when we're talking about Sherry listening to your angels. They have a tendency to be really to the point, direct, and sometimes we get a little irritated because of what they say, because it's so true. But if we listen, follow straight through, every time it always takes us where we need to be. Every time. I always know when I sit here and listen to that little voice that pops in my head, the very first thing that pops in my head, if I listen to that, I always end up someplace where I really want to be at. And like, doing certain things and that and the other, and when things don't happen, they're saying the same thing too. Okay, so it's late. They charge you with a $5 late fee, and then 2 days later it shows up. So you got to pay a little extra $5, but what's the big deal? There is no big deal. So every time the bills show up, I'm going, I don't need a reminder. That's what I'm saying. Our world, it is hard sometimes because people think they need to remind us all the time. I had a guy today call me 3 times. You want to pay this bill? No? So fine. I don't. I mean... The guy calls me up and says, and he really pissed me off because I sit there and said, okay, buddy. He calls me up, and this one guy called me up to talk about a credit card, and he goes, you want to set this up on payments? I said, yeah. He goes, he said, we send them for $80 a month. I said, yeah, but I can't do that. And I said, well, how about $40 a month? And the guy goes, well, we can't do that. And then he turns right around and says, so what you're saying is you're refusing to do this? And I said, no, I'm not. If I'm not mistaken, sir, you did that. I said, I can pay $40 a month, and you said you want to work this out. So do I. So $40 a month, I can do that. But you're telling me we can't. So don't come back and tell me I refused because you did. And then he said, this is being recorded, sir. I said, yes, it is being recorded for entertainment purposes or training purposes only. I said, you can ask me any question you want to, sir. I've done the research. So therefore, if you really want to resolve this whole thing like you really want to, then this get down to resolving it and quit telling me things that you can't do and then turning around and saying it's my fault. And the guy was like, well, and he kind of took it defensively because it was basically his way of trying to dominate the situation, saying, I want you to post data check. I said, well, why don't you post data check for a reading? You won't do it, will you? And he was like, Amy, do you know how many people I've done readings for who've called me to recover a bill? I'm sitting there going, this lady calls me and she called me up, and you've heard my phone, my ringtone, it's goofy looking for his phone. That opens up so many doors for people because they're always laughing at me when I answer the phone. They said, that's the cutest little thing I've ever heard on someone's phone. They, their resistance is down, and I start telling them things about themselves. Well, hey, you know, you should rethink that boyfriend of yours and kick him out the door like you've been wanting to do for, like, the last 6 months. And she's like, really? Tell me more. You know, so I was almost tempted to go, okay, you owe me $25, you know. But it's just one of those things that I love doing, and I do it everywhere I go. So in the situation of realizing that, it's opened a lot of doors for a lot of other things to realize that life is what it is. And when I do that kind of thing, life seems to be a whole lot better. So I focus on this thing. I'd rather talk to someone, do a reading for them, than talk about bills. Because I know for a fact when I do that, and 2 days later, somebody gets a reading or somebody decides that they want to pay me more than what I've asked for, and everything's taken care of. So that's what I'm saying to you,
yeah.
Sherry. Do what you love to do. Even if it's just sitting under a tree for 24 hours a day. Some people might think that's crazy, but, you know, when you're sitting, I did that once before, and someone came up and gave me a dollar. I'm like, I'm not asking for anything. Oh, I thought she was homeless. No, I'm a tree sitter. You know, but I'm just saying, when you sit there and think about this, okay, when you say it and you do it and you throw it out there, something's going to happen. So when I look at things like that happen, I start tracing it back to what I said. You know, like, I like to have a dollar. And then someone just walks up and hands me a dollar. Now, they interpret it in one way, but I just saw it as something coming to be fulfilled. When they say be open to, receive and to make a definite decision to get the to receive your manifestation, it means don't sit there and question how it comes to you. Just be in position to open up and receive it and move on. I mean, I'm serious. Someone walks up tomorrow and hands you a $25,000 check. Are you going to sit there and say, I can't take it as charity? Or are you going to sit there and go, I've been asking for that money? Don't question the avenue how it gets.
Wow.
I'm sorry, sweetie, but I've had so many things drop in my life like that. When I come to Ohio, I swear I got a really bad problem with Ohio, okay? Don't tell nobody, but for some reason, these people here turn around and try to take more from me instead of giving me stuff. Because when I was in Colorado, I had people walk in my shop and say, $25, and they go, nope, $40. But here in Ohio, maybe it's just Circleville. We'll just go to Circleville because some of the people here are kind of strange. And I sit there and go, okay, it's $25. And they try to talk me out of the $25. So I'm just saying, be strong, be firm, keep going forward, do what you got to do. And I'm sorry, guys. I'm just, like, really wired because I just ate a box of brownies.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. I just kind of, like, sit here and go, where's my brownies at? And you ate them. Oh, no, not again. I'll try not to do that. So we'll be going to the gym later on. So, Amy, I think we all agree with one thing. You have a landlord that is very understanding, so therefore you need to understand that. And the reason you have such an understanding landlord is because you are an understanding person yourself. So to me, it seems like it reflects perfectly. So trust that. Anybody else?
Okay, it's just...
You know, take a deep breath, but don't get so frustrated. I know, it's so easy. And also, quit looking at people and saying, I don't talk to strangers. I don't talk to strange people. Strangers are like this. Everybody who ever came across your path was a stranger until you got to know them. Okay?
Yeah. Believe it or not, I actually have no problem smiling around and people going, hi, and they're looking at me like, why are you so friendly?
Who cares?
I just
say hi.
Smile. I know, I just smile and keep walking. Most people say hi back, and a lot of people are like, why are you talking to me? Until I actually got to know somebody, and he actually came to the website that me and my brother run, and he's like, yeah, it's with gratitude that I thank Lily, and I'm like, aww.
Yeah, Amy, you should check out Lily's show, or Sherry's show. It's called, what's your show called again? Jedi?
It's just my name. No, Jedi Community. I have sad news about that.
What?
It's been postponed until further notice. I don't know when it's going to happen again. My brother answers higher ups. Like, it's not just me and him. He has other people that he has to answer to.
Uh-huh.
And he can't do the show for a while. And I don't know when the show's coming back. he doesn't even know, but I'm still doing my little ramblings of randomness.
Okay, well, if you ever feel like dropping in the show and just kind of rambling on for a little bit, go right ahead. there's a voice piece here anytime you want it. So, because I had a lady on this morning, this show, and she was like, I have this book and stuff, but I don't want to come on your show and promote it or anything like that. I'm like, why not? I said, take 10 minutes and tell everybody about your book and what's going on, what's going down, and come on. She actually has a book called The Boy Spirit, I think it is. Spirit Boy, The Spirit Boy, I think is what it's called. And it's about a boy coming back here from heaven after he died and telling everybody about the law of attraction, the secret, and how children and younger teens, it's actually teens and younger children, how they can actually use the law of attraction and all the things that go with that, and teaches them how to use it for themselves at very young ages. And I thought that was kind of incredible, because it was like, hey, teach them all when they're younger, then they'll have different outlooks on life, and they won't be making, you know, hanging out with the drinking buddies. And going, okay, and sheesh, I got arrested. What happened there? Listen to your guidance, and it wouldn't have happened. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. A lot of Jedi community, which was the one that was a joint show between me and my brother, a lot of the Jedi community stuff was about stuff that we're trying to promote for Jedi school, for spirituality and new ways of looking at Jediism. Because, you know, there's a lot of sites out there that have kind of had the same, they've all kind of followed the same path, and so he's trying to bring awareness to the path of spirituality, of Jediism, and trying to just bring it out there to show that it's not a bunch of movie fans going fanatical. It's kind of one thing. So we have a couple of shows where, you know, we're talking about spiritual things, and it's just kind of sad that the show's kind of been put on hold. And I'm like, really? Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, I shouldn't even done the last one, which was, it's logical. It's obvious,
logical.
Not logical. No, it's obvious, not logical. And he's like, I shouldn't even done that one. And I was like, what? Why? Because, you know, I don't really understand what he has to answer to. But he started explaining it, and I'm like, well, that sucks. And he's like, well, yeah, but, you know, you still have your show. Keep doing it. And, you know, if I can show up, I'll show up. If not, well, just keep doing what you're doing. And I'm like, okay.
Amy.
I'll keep being me.
Yeah, do that. You should definitely, you know, never kind of stop being yourself. Amy, you're still there? Amy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Amy has fallen asleep.
I should be the one falling asleep.
Well, Amy, are you still there? I can still see your phone number. Amy? It's kind of crazy.
Hello?
It's kind of crazy how she does that. She just kind of like, she disappears. She's gone. Night, everybody. You have a good one. Here's the donation number. The number is 937-838-6337, or contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And everybody who's on the line, if you have any information you want to give out to everybody, this is in the archives, but still they're going to hear the information. So if you feel like that you want to do that, feel free to do that right now. And it's kind of amazing how people's phone numbers are still hanging out. So,
my contact details, it's it's aryanmoore@gmail.com, and my website is www.carolwatson.co.uk, and my shows are Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, or 11 p.m. GMT. So look for Goddess Aryan Moore on Blog Talk. And thank you very much for having me on the show and for the wonderful reading, and thank you so much.
Yes, and well, I guess we'll be in touch so we can actually schedule. I would like to get a full reading from you, too, as well.
You will get a full reading, and it's the 7th of March is our day that we're together on your show.
7th. Yeah, okay. Well, okay. That is true. I stumbled with my freaking mind here. So, okay. No problem. And we'll definitely be in touch with the whole thing, so... I'm just saying, Carol, if you have any more questions, if you want to ask me too, call me anytime. It'd be great.
I'll just give my quick contact information.
Wonderful.
Just my quick stuff.
okay.
My website is JediSchool.org.
.org?
Run by me and my brother. Yeah, .org. We got our own domain name. My contact information is lily10shine@gmail.com. And I'll take any questions about Jedi School and stuff like that, and I can direct you to our founder, my brother, Red Heron, at any time.
Red
Heron. If you need any and if you need any info, just do info@jediSchool.org, and that'll also get you connected to the school and to my brother, and we can answer questions.
Sounds great. So, Carol, you have to get going?
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead to bed because it is now 20 minutes to 4 in the morning.
Gotcha. Well, thank you for being here and hanging out and answering some questions for us. Okay? Thank you very much.
Okay, then you take care anytime, hon.
All right.
Good dreams. Namaste.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for having me, Donnie. I'll try and show up for your show Friday or next time if you want, and I'll try and make it.
Yeah.
Now.
Yes.
Ouch.
I'm sad to be my internet's fixed.
Okay, no problem. If you can drop in Saturday or Friday, it'd be great. Okay?
All right, I will do. Have a great night, Donnie.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
My leg is stuck. Amy. Is Amy there? I feel like a medium. I am a medium. Amy. Amy. Amy's not there. Amy! Okay, ouch. My leg is killing me. So, it's been a great show, and thank you all for being here. And
when nothing goes my way, and late nights turn to days, I spend my life in and out of trouble.
That was good. A good way to release, I think. Amy? Have you come back? Are you there? Isn't it crazy how line can be open like that, but nothing? Huh. It's kind of a crazy thing, too. It should be, Chum. I just want to go and say, hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Actually, I want to thank Angel, Carol, and everybody for being here. It was a great show, I thought. So thank you guys all, and may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow, the sun will come out tomorrow. Keep saying to yourself, money comes easily and frequently. Money comes easily and frequently. Money comes easily and frequently. Money is coming to me right this minute. Money is what everybody deserves, and I am just it's the same as everybody else, so therefore I deserve my share. And my share is coming to me right now. So, on that note,